Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
And alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, back from a little bit of a hiatus. Maybe you have enjoyed some of our legacy broadcasts. We selected some of our best shows to entertain you during a short period of time while I was away on vacation. I visited Poland, Czechoslovakia, and Germany. Had a marvelous time, and now I'm back. Got lots of information to share with you. Our number, 877-726-8255. And we are here in the doctor's office, and you can call with your questions or comments. We're available. 877-726-8255 gets you right on the air. And among the stories that I'm going to share with you, well, I'll start out with this. I hope that I don't become superfluous in coming years. I've been broadcasting since 1988, answering individuals' questions on the radio and in podcasts. And here's an amazing story. You've heard about ChatGPT. Well, this kind of builds on the legacy of some of the first experiments in machine learning and AI, artificial intelligence, where we reached a remarkable breakthrough where computers could beat master chess players in chess. They reached that threshold a little while ago, and then they demonstrated that computers could outperform people on Jeopardy, and on and on it goes. Well, now we have ChatGPT, which is a remarkable accomplishment in terms of artificial intelligence. All the knowledge of the world is crunched by computers, and they can spew it back in response to any kind of query. And so they did a study in JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, which shows the potential of ChatGPT. Headline, ChatGPT crushes real doctors in answering patient questions. They did a study, and they compared actual doctors answering patient questions to the ChatGPT answers, and they objectively evaluated the accuracy and quality of the answers. For example, you could just go on ChatGPT and say, I have a headache. Can you help me? And you'll see that you're going to get a vast compendium of information. And according to this objective analysis in Journal of the American Medical Association, the performance of ChatGPT was not only superior to that of doctors, it was unbelievable. One person who comments on this says, I never in my life imagined I would see this. He is shocked that software could generate such satisfying answers. There's a bit of a problem because some people have noticed that sometimes ChatGPT makes things up. In the technical parlance, that is called a hallucination. That the computer can hallucinate. And in an effort to pull together a fully satisfying answer, it can make stuff up. And so that can be a potential hazard. Humans always not prey to that particular tendency, but so too are machines. Well, hopefully I won't be supplanted by technology in the near future. I try to give you a little bit of a alternative perspective on what's happening in the world of medicine, maybe something that you wouldn't get by consulting ChatGPT. 877-726-8255, our number. And one of the first things I wanted to talk about is, you know, you see all these ads on TV about the Camp Lejeune litigation. If you or a loved one were present at Camp Lejeune during certain years, you may be entitled to a settlement. Call, you know, one of a number of law firms who are handling a big payout for individuals who may have drunk the water at this Marine base in North Carolina. It turns out that the water was polluted, in particular with a substance called TCE, trichloroethylene. And that is a substance that is often used in dry cleaning, less so these days. It's an industrial and commercial chemical that's been used for nearly 100 years. It was even used as a surgical anesthetic until it was banned in 1970. They deliberately gave it to people to knock them out. More recently, it was used as a degreasing solvent. Is used to decrease industrial metal parts. And the problem is that once TCE enters the soil or groundwater, it's a forever chemical. It can persist for decades. So this just in, a study led by researchers at the University of California at San Francisco compared Parkinson's diagnoses in approximately 160,000 Navy and Marine veterans. Just over half came from Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, where TCE was used to degrease military equipment, and the water was therefore contaminated. The remainder came from Camp Pendleton, California, where the water was not contaminated with TCE. So they could, you know, they say, well, okay, being a Marine, maybe there's certain risk for Parkinson's disease. Let's compare those exposed to TCE versus those not exposed to TCE, and there was indeed a difference. Levels of TCE in the water at Camp Lejeune exceeded maximum safety levels by 70-fold. And what they found was, yes, indeed, there was a connection between TCE exposure and the risk of Parkinson's disease. But that's not all. Another study out this week shows that exposure to a wide variety of pesticides, some of which are unrelated chemically, are associated with neurocognitive problems, in particular Parkinson's disease, because these chemicals attack the dopamine system in the brain, which controls movement. So a little bit of a segue to something that happened to me in the office this week. I started seeing patients again back from vacation, and I talked to one of my patients, and she had a list of things that she wanted to talk to me about. And at the very end, she brought something up. She said, I can smell Parkinson's disease. And I said, that's really weird. She says, yeah, it's kind of disconcerting because when I'm around someone who has Parkinson's disease, there's a distinct smell that they exude. And it even happens to me in public sometimes, and I have the impulse maybe to rush up to the person and say, did you know that you're at risk for Parkinson's disease? And I looked it up. And it turns out that there's considerable research that suggests that sniffer dogs can detect Parkinson's disease. Dogs have a much higher sensitivity in terms of their olfactory abilities, as we all know. And what they found was that you could train sniffer dogs to distinguish between clinically established patients with Parkinson's disease versus controls without Parkinson's disease with, get this, a 91% accuracy. These sniffer dogs could pick up Parkinson's disease. Now, it gets more interesting because, yeah, okay, dogs can do this. Well, what about people? There was an article last year in Scientific American. Super smeller can detect the scent of Parkinson's, leading to an experimental test for the illness. That came out in October of 2022. A Scottish woman named Joy Milne made headlines in 2015 for an unusual talent, her ability to sniff out people with Parkinson's disease. So what they determined, they actually did an experiment. They wanted to put Milne's claims to the test. They had her smell 12 T-shirts, 6 from people with Parkinson's and 6 from non-affective individuals. She correctly identified the disease in all 6 cases. And the one T-shirt, this is the kicker, the one T-shirt from a healthy person she categorizes having Parkinson's belonged to someone who was diagnosed with the disease less than a year later. This is really crazy. And my patient, indeed, is very sensitive. She's very sensitive to medications, various things that you wouldn't expect would bother her. She is probably a super smeller. And so the theory here is that there's something that Parkinson's patients exude in their sebum. That's the fatty substance that's exuded from your pores onto your skin, that there's a certain characteristic of that, and that maybe, just maybe, we can do chemical tests, skin tests, use a sebum-based test to make an earlier diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, maybe even diagnose Parkinson's disease before it clinically develops with tremor and movement problems. So, wow, oh wow. Milne has also exhibited a unique talent in detecting other conditions. Parkinson's may not be the only disease Milne has a nose for. She's also reported noticing unique smells in people with Alzheimer's, cancer, and tuberculosis, and she's now working with scientists to see whether specific olfactory signatures of those diseases can be identified. So it's amazing stuff. I mean, we do know that Parkinson's disease, people with Parkinson's have a unique microbiome, and that based on sophisticated analyses of their stool, we can predict to a high degree their likelihood of having Parkinson's disease or eventually developing it. 877-726-8255 our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is not ChatGPT. I'm a real person. This is Intelligent Medicine. This holiday season, give the gift of decadent, high-flavanol dark chocolate to your loved ones. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular deaths. The FDA recently issued a qualified health claim saying that high-flavanol cocoa may help prevent cardiovascular disease. Flavonatural's dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate with great flavor and minimal sugar. So this holiday season, do what I'll be doing and gift your loved ones with decadent dark chocolate that has the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. Just go to flavonaturals.com and use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide. Plus get free shipping on all orders over $30. That's flavonaturals.com, coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off now through December 10th. Get it in time for Christmas at flavonaturals.com. This holiday season, don't miss out on your chance to stock up on your favorite supplements during the Black Friday Cyber Monday sale at my online full script supplement dispensary. November 24th through 28th, 5 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. Safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 5 days only from November 24th through 28th. Reinvest in your wellness goals with savings on my favorite supplements. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Hey, Warren Eckstein here, host of The Pet Show on Radio America. For over 43 years on TV and radio, I've been helping people resolve any behavior issues they may be having with their dogs and cats, or more likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. If you really want to understand your dogs and cats as well as they understand you, never miss The Pet Show. From litter box issues to humping dogs, I cover it all. So hop on my couch with your pets and let the animal analyzing begin on The Pet Show, just like this listener.
Hi, I want to tell you that you gave me some of the best information I've ever gotten. I was about my dog barking. I have a Yorkie, and you said, go over and say, thank you, thank you. Now that's enough. And I did that, and I did it a couple of times, and it stopped her from barking.
You know, I am a genius, by the way.
It was amazing. I tell more people about it. They don't really work with it or get it. And it's absolutely a wonderful idea because it works.
Tune into The Pet Show with me, Warren Eckstein, weekly at Radio America.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number now during the program, this hour and next. You're free to call with a comment or question. It's also available to you 24-7, 365. We've been away for a couple of weeks, and so a lot of people have called and recorded questions. So let's hear one of them.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. In the May 2023 edition of The Atlantic, there's an article that I think you might be interested in. It's called Ice Cream, Bad for Your Health. But the issue with the article is they're saying that science has covered up the fact that ice cream is healthy. So I thought that might be an interesting article to look over and possibly discuss on your show.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I saw that article. And so the big surprise finding is that if you look at a bunch of scientific studies, they generally show, and this is kind of counterintuitive, right? Ice cream, you know, high calorie, high fat, laden with sugar, that ice cream consumption is associated with a lower risk of insulin resistance and diabetes and a variety of health problems that are related to that. And so I read the article, and the guy goes back and forth and, you know, hems and haws, and at the end of the study concludes, at the end of the article concludes that, well, nutritional science is pretty controversial. It's sometimes hard to isolate on one food and determine if that is a good food or a bad food. And this is something, you know, we've seen these controversies with things like coffee and with alcohol and with chocolate. And, you know, a wide variety of things. At first, we thought they were bad for you. You know, same thing with red meat. Red meat is terrible. It kills you. But then studies show that red meat is not so bad, and maybe even be protective. So, you know, a couple of theories on that. One is something called reverse causation, which means that the people who eat a lot of ice cream, maybe they're relatively healthy people. They don't have to worry about their weight. So they eat ice cream. Other people who are sicker, they've been told they need to cut down their intake of sugary, fatty foods, and so they don't eat as much ice cream. That would be not that ice cream has a protective effect. It's just that people who are sick or at risk don't eat as much ice cream. But I wonder, because I see a lot of people who are at risk, you know, typically people who are very overweight, and they're walking around with an ice cream cone, so I'm not entirely sure that that's the case. The other thing about ice cream is that good quality ice cream is high in fat, has a lot of protein, and while it does have some sugar, it has a high satiety value. So maybe, just maybe, the small amount of sugar that's in there is balanced out by the fat and the protein. It's released more slowly. It has a lower glycemic index than, say, I don't know, soda, you know, where the sugar hits you real fast. And therefore, it may be a healthier alternative, you know, when you're going to indulge. There's some other studies that even suggest there's certain properties in dairy that may have anti-diabetic effects. And I've seen those studies. But it just kind of illustrates the problem that if you just isolate on one food out of the context of the whole lifestyle, that you're going to get misleading results. And also, this is statistical. Results may vary. You know, what's good for the goose isn't necessarily good for the gander. And the average person may consume a moderate amount of ice cream and still be healthy. But for some people, not a great idea. All right. 877-726-8255, our number. Robert De Niro just welcomed his seventh child at the age of 79. We're going to take a look at the perils associated with being an older father in terms of the offspring's health. This is Intelligent Medicine. With winter coming, and all the health issues it brings, now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be and to build your natural immunity. It's time to empower your immune system. Empower supercharges your immunity because it's made from AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts to ever come out of Japan. It's been shown to enhance your immune protection by over 300%, and it has the robust research to prove it. Empower is my first go-to when it comes to immune support. I personally take it daily and prescribe it to my patients in need of immune support. And who doesn't these days? If you're looking for a way to supercharge your immune system protection and build your natural immunity, Empower is the solution for you. For more information and order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for Empower. If you're looking to maintain peak brain health, I'd like to introduce you to a cutting-edge new brain support formula from my friends at Thorne, Cinequel. If you're recovering from a head injury or play contact sports, you should pay special attention. Cinequel is formulated with the best research nutrients that support healthy brain structure and cognitive function. Cinequel's active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and help protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cinequel for everyday maintenance, and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of certain nutrients for shorter-term post-impact support. For more information and to purchase Cinequel, just go to drhoffman.com/thorn. There, you'll also find some of my other favorite Thorn products. That's drhoffman.com/thorn for the essential nutritional brain support formula, Cinequel.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantle swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255. It's great to be back. I've got lots to share with you. And one of the things that happened while I was away is that on the Celebrity Health Watch, actor Robert De Niro just welcomed his seventh child at the age of 79. His girlfriend, Stephanie Chen, is, quote, believed to be 45, so she's no youngster, but I wanted to take a look at the potential health risks associated with being a father late in life. Now, in my own case, my father was a little older, was a bit of an outlier, especially in 1952. A lot of guys got married young and had kids in their late teens and 20s, but my dad waited till he was 42 to sire me. And the trend has changed because back in 2017, there was a study that showed that the number of older men fathering children was on the rise. Now about 10% of infants are born to fathers over the age of 40, whereas 4 decades ago was only 4%. So, yeah, I was born about 7 decades ago. I certainly was an outlier. I guess for the most part I turned out okay. There were no birth complications. But according to a recent study, there is an increased risk of autism and schizophrenia, as well as bad birth outcomes. They looked at 40 million births, and they linked it to paternal age. And they found that advanced paternal age, and this may come as a surprise to some of you guys who are delaying fatherhood, advanced paternal age is defined as being older than 35. Births from fathers of an advanced paternal age were found to be at a higher risk for adverse birth outcomes, such as low birth weight, seizures, and the need for ventilation immediately after birth. It wasn't like, you know, 5 times the risk or 10 times the risk, but it was slightly higher. For example, men who were 45 or older were 14% more likely to have a child born prematurely. Men 50 or older were 28% more likely to have a child that required admission to the neonatal intensive care unit. And the reason for that is that once a dad hits age 35, there's a slight increase in birth risk overall. With every year that a man ages, he accumulates on average 2 new mutations in the DNA of his sperm. And that could increase with poor diet, with smoking, with exposure to environmental toxins. Say you live in a polluted area or you eat a lot of food that is chemicalized, or you work in an industry where you may be exposed to DNA-damaging substances. That puts you at risk for a poor neonatal outcome. They also found that there was an 18% increased likelihood to have a child born with seizures, 14% more likely to have, as I said, a low birth weight. If a father was 50 or older, the likelihood that the infant could need ventilation upon support upon birth increased by 10%. So, yeah, there are risks associated with delaying paternity. But we congratulate, you got the mojo to be a dad at 79? Well, yeah, okay. Go for it. I think Charlie Chaplin sired kids well into his 70s, perhaps even into his 80s. Okay. All right. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD, that's cannabidiol, to tonify the endocannabinoid system. And I found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. I use it personally. And the CBD brand that I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. I consider this one of the biggest breakthroughs in the world of supplements of the decade, that this stuff is now available. So CV Sciences is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC Free. Daily Balance is a daily use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Some people are very sensitive to THC. CBD helps me relax and sleep, but if there's a little THC in there, too much, I start to go into sort of a dream reverie, and it's almost like a bit of a hallucinatory state that delays the onset of sleep. So I like the Daily Balance THC free product. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. They have a full range of products there, some with THC, some with minimal THC, various potencies, gel caps, as well as gummies. And combination products. Good stuff. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oils, soft gels, and gummies. Check it out. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's see. We have something on I want to talk about depression rates in the U.S. Depression rates are soaring, and what has made things worse is that the pandemic has left people lonely, isolated, more reliant on social media, and school interruptions have played havoc on kids. And so, but this is a trend that was emerging well before COVID. Headline here from May 17th, 2023, U.S. depression rates reach new highs. According to a Gallup poll, the percentage of U.S. adults who report having been diagnosed with depression at some point in their lifetime has reached 29%. That's nearly 10 percentage points higher than just in 2015. That's just 8 years ago. So it has soared in recent years. The percentage of Americans currently have or are being treated for depression has also increased to 17.8%. That's up about 7 points over the same period. Both rates are the highest recorded by Gallup since it began measuring depression using the current form of data collection in 2015. So, and the statistics are skewed towards women and younger people. About a third of younger individuals have at some point been told that they have depression by a health professional. Over one-third of women, 36.7%. With men, the percentage is lower, and maybe simply because men seek help less than women. They may need the help, but they're just out there suffering in silence. So this is concerning, and amidst this comes a ray of hope, because recently we did an outstanding podcast with a couple, we actually did a couple of them, with nutritionally oriented psychiatrists. Psychiatrists who believe that nutrition can make a difference. And there's something called the MIND study, M-I-N-D, which demonstrates that a healthier diet, in this case a Mediterranean diet, anti-inflammatory, free of junk, less in the way of ultra-processed foods, protein and vegetables and complex slow-release carbohydrates, lots of fiber, that this diet had profound effects on mental health. And in another case, a little more radical application of diet, Dr. Chris Palmer has written a book called Brain Energy, in which he argues that a ketogenic diet could be the key to restoring mental health and balance. And I've seen it again and again with the patients who come to see me for depression. It's not an infrequent complaint. I get a lot of patients with heart problems, with cardiovascular disease, with digestive complaints, autoimmune disease. But many of my patients, along with their physical maladies, are suffering from depression and anxiety. And many of them benefit from diet change, especially a low-carbohydrate diet. And this new study, it's actually a survey of the research, a meta-analysis. They looked at 1,377 articles, and 48 of which passed muster because they had to be rigorous enough to qualify for eligibility. The study of studies is called Efficacy of Low-Carbohydrate and Ketogenic Diets in Treating Mood and Anxiety Disorders, a Systematic Review and the Implications for Clinical Practice. And what they're saying here is that although it's preliminary and that the studies are limited, there are several studies that suggest possible beneficial effects of low-carb, very low-carb, or ketogenic diets on the brain. And we know from past experience that ketogenic diets can reduce the incidence of seizures. In kids who are seizure-prone and don't respond to medications, they're often put on keto diets, which are difficult to adhere to, but if you're having uncontrolled seizures, they can be devastating. And ketogenic diets have been found to be helpful in this population. And so applying the same logic to brain circuitry, mood problems may be a form of brain seizures, emotional seizures. And using a very low carbohydrate or ketogenic diet can change the way that brain uses fuel. Ordinarily, the brain is reliant on glucose sugar in the blood. But sugar in the blood fluctuates. It can be high, it can be low, and brain function can be affected. But when you're on a ketogenic diet, it provides kind of a steady state of ketones, which may be better utilized by neurons in the brain and the emotional centers that may determine whether you're anxious or depressed. And this can have a stabilizing effect. And anecdotally, I will tell you, I see reports all the time on social media of people who said, I was suffering from this or that, the psychiatric disorder, even schizophrenia, obsessive compulsive disorder. And by adopting this type of diet, my symptoms were relieved or eliminated. You know, just astounding testimonials. So, nevertheless, they say robust studies are now needed to demonstrate efficacy, to identify clinical groups who may benefit, and whether a ketogenic diet, beyond just a low-carbohydrate diet, is required. You know, how low do you have to go? And to characterize adverse effects and the risk of relapse after diet discontinuation, because you kind of have to stick to the diet. You know, it's not like a short-term intervention. It's like, you know, you're good, you're on the diet, then you lapse, and the symptoms may come roaring back. But this is really, now in the scientific literature, and it's being legitimized as a way to treat psychiatric disorders, because let's face it, you know, the medications that we have, limited efficacy, they're not a quick fix. Many people experience side effects. Many people don't experience relief or get only partial relief from anxiety, depression, other types of mood problems, schizophrenia, obsessive compulsive disorder, bipolar disorder. And we need a nutritional component in psychiatrists' offices. I'm absolutely convinced. 877-726-8255, our number. We're available. You can call us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including methyl action. Methyl action contains B vitamins in their active forms, promoting a vital process called methylation, which helps maintain normal homocysteine levels, supporting neurological, cardiovascular, eye, and bone health. Methyl action is a good choice for anyone who wants to support their overall health and well-being. It is especially beneficial for individuals wanting to keep their homocysteine levels within normal range and want to age gracefully. For more information and to order methyl action, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Methyl action.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Touchdown! Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps recruit depot in San Diego, California.
Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. The tempting aroma of roasted turkey beckoned from the Vacaville, California Veterans Hall Thursday afternoon and inside. Early Thanksgiving was in full swing. At least 100 people had arrived for the annual community Thanksgiving meal, and smiles of plenty were on display from volunteers and community members alike. Jeff Jewell, a longtime veterans advocate, made a brief request before food began to flow. He said, "Let's never forget those who have served their country and those who lost their lives so that we could be here today," he said to a chorus of amens. Lou Durfus, who has helmed the Thanksgiving meals for years, said he's grateful that renovations on the Veterans Hall are over. "We're glad to be back," he said. "It's been 10 months. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office, and you can pose a question or share a comment. A lot happening on the health front. Maybe you want to share something that you've experienced in terms of the benefits of natural or high-tech medicine, or maybe you got a complaint. 877-726-8255 is our number this hour and next. And there's a stinging indictment in The Lancet, which is the world's largest and most authoritative international medical journal, about the concerted efforts to make breastfeeding obsolete using commercial milk formula. Commercial milk formula is something that wasn't at all existent until the mid 19th century. Before that, it was all about breastfeeding, you know, natural way of feeding infants. And since then, there have been tremendous inroads by companies that make infant formula. They say that despite proven benefits, less than half of infants and young children globally are breastfed in accordance with the recommendations of the World Health Organization. In comparison, commercial milk formula sales have increased to about $55 billion annually, with more infants and young children receiving formula products than ever. And so they've issued a stinging rebuke of the marketing stratagems and erroneous information that's been disseminated over the decades and now has penetrated the scientific establishment, has propagandized doctors and general public alike to convince them of the convenience and equivalence and even superiority of substitutes for breast milk. Now, I'm not here, I'm not like a lactation Nazi, as is sometimes referred to. I think that's kind of a overheated term. But nonetheless, there are some people who are so vociferously about breastfeeding that they make women who can't breastfeed or do not want to breastfeed feel really guilty. And you can raise an normal child with formula. There's no question about it. But there are distinct health benefits that they may be deprived of. And in addition, there are benefits to the mother. There are benefits to the mother emotionally. There are benefits to the mother physically, reduced risk of breast cancer, even reduced risk of metabolic diseases like insulin resistance. It's a good thing. It's great for bonding emotionally. And so what they point out is that a lot of products are being marketed these days with deceptive claims, all without scientific foundation, that certain products are said to relieve fussiness and colic and improve infant sleep. And the science behind them is virtually non-existent. Also, certain products are said to reduce the risk for allergies, which is also without scientific foundation. Yes, there are some children who are allergic to dairy, cow's milk, but usually not to human milk. And sometimes adjustments in the mother's diet can make a difference in whether the kid is okay with the breast milk. Maybe reducing mom's consumption of cow dairy products or certain foods that the child might be allergic to can alleviate the problem. There are even products that claim to boost IQ with deceptive pictures showing babies wearing glasses, looking smart, and with text that shows E equals MC2, like you're going to make your kid a genius by giving him this super formula. And so they talk about all the propaganda that has been developed since these formulas were first developed in 1865 by a German chemist. And a lot of this has to do with industrialization and moving women into the workforce and not staying at home. It's convenient. You know, they can go back to the factory and work. And the problem is they've also really stepped up their activities to Africa, the Middle East, Asia, and the Americas to make folks distrust mother's milk. And that is really, really to the detriment of the health of kids and moms. So big article in Lancet. They slam the lid on efforts to replace breastfeeding with substitutes. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store.
This is Carl Lindabat. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Broncos sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor. And remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NANOWRIMO.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Hamas releases a third group of hostages as part of a truce deal.
At the Rafah border crossing with Egypt, Red Cross vehicles are passing as they help transfer a number of hostages out of Gaza. They're among 17 hostages set free by Hamas militants in a third set of releases under a temporary ceasefire. While a few of them left through Egypt, some were handed over directly to Israel, where they'll reunite with loved ones after weeks in captivity. In exchange, Israel is releasing 39 Palestinian prisoners. They'll be leaving a West Bank jail before reuniting with friends and family in other locations. A fourth exchange is scheduled during the final day of the four-day truce between the enemies, and in total, 50 hostages and 150 Palestinian prisoners are being released. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Also, this holiday is over, and Congress returns to work this week with Senate Republicans making it clear they won't support additional war aid for Ukraine unless they can pair it with border security measures. Millions on the road getting back after Thanksgiving.
At LAX, airport spokesperson Victoria Spilabachi says they're not expecting any issues.
The Sunday after Thanksgiving is expected to be one of our busiest travel days of this holiday period. We're expecting upwards of 228,000 passengers to use the airport.
It's equally busy at Denver International Airport, where spokesperson Ashley Forrest says things are running smoothly.
Airport operations are normal. We had a little bit of snow that happened between Thanksgiving night and early yesterday, but we did not have any long wait times. Our de-icing trucks were out, and we're able to get our passengers out safely.
I'm Julie Walker.
More news at townhall.com.
You'll know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
New York Democrat Congressman George Santos says he expects to be expelled from Congress following a scathing report by the House Ethics Committee that found substantial evidence of lawbreaking.
The comments on Friday came during a 3-hour conversation on X Spaces, which was formerly Twitter, in which Santos lashed out at colleagues and described the committee's report as slanderous. House investigators said Santos used campaign funds for personal purposes and caused the campaign to file false or incomplete reports. On Friday, he said he had done the math on the votes and that it doesn't look really good. Julie Walker, New York.
Oregon's largest school district reached a tentative agreement with its teachers union, and its roughly 45,000 students will be back in class tomorrow after more than 3 weeks off. The agreement must still be voted on by the teachers and approved by the school board. More at townhall.com. Bloodshed this weekend in North Carolina.
4 people have been shot to death in what deputies say appears to be a campsite for homeless people. Sampson County Sheriff's Department says an initial review of the scene indicating someone killed 3 people, then took their own life. 2 men and 2 women were found dead around a tent at the end of a private road. Investigators still trying to determine how those shootings unfolded. Jason Walker reporting.
Three young men of Palestinian descent were attending Thanksgiving gathering this weekend, shot and wounded near the University of Vermont campus. Police in Burlington are searching for the suspect. He described as a white man. Police say it appears to be a hate crime. All three victims are hospitalized and listed in stable condition. Check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join historic Hollis Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard the Haas Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candied apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And it's a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haas. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haas family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaasfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haas Farms, Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Full program for you on tap today with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the CIO and owner of the Glenn team at Infinitas. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Always good to be here.
All right. So as we were lamenting off mic, should we, for the Chiefs receivers that drop everything, the butter, should we, is there some stickum that we could put on their hands or so, what are we going to do about that?
I think Gorilla Glue might help.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That was painful.
Oh, my gosh. You know, hopefully it's a wake-up call and they can turn it around for the rest of the season and win the Super Bowl again.
I mean, I think we have some really talented receivers on the team, but you got to catch the ball. I mean, that's your job. So.
Yeah, and then once you catch, you need to hang on to it also.
That's
helpful.
It helps
out, too. Yeah.
It does. Oh, well, onward and upward. So, all right. So, you will want to write down Bruce's phone number. Again, I'm going to give you the contact information. We're talking about a really, really important subject today. So as we are fully, fully into the holiday season, we're going to talk about year-end planning and really making a checklist. And all of this is obviously around your financials. But, again, reach out to Bruce and the wonderful team at the Glenn team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. That's a Kansas City-based number. But, Bruce, you are licensed all around the country. You have clients everywhere.
Yeah, we're in, I think, about 42 states and can be in any given state. We're fully nationally capable. We just only have clients in a couple of states out there.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Okay. All right. That sounds good. So you're in planning checklist. And, again, if you're a listener and you're like, this sounds really interesting, I have not heard from my financial advisor about year-end planning. Well, we're bringing that to you today. And, Bruce, if someone is interested in that, they can call you and request a year-end review and that year-end planning checklist. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Or they can just email the Glenn team with two N's, the Glenn team at InfinitasKC.com. That's spelled Infinitas, KC like Kansas City.
All right, that sounds good. So what about reviewing your financial goals here at the end of the year? Why is that important?
You know, the biggest thing for me, and we'll kind of keep this at a high level because we don't have enough time to get into every detail,
sure,
but
sure.
As far as overall picture today, but you want to make sure you're saving enough to be able to retire when you want to retire, and more importantly, you want to make sure that you've got enough money that's going to last. And so, you know, your financial plan should be set up to be on track to make that happen, and that's the bottom line of it.
Okay, and then what about budgets? I'm afraid to say, but I think there are a lot of people that they've heard about budgets. They might even be interested in budgets, but maybe they're not. Maybe they don't even have a budget. So, what do you do to start a budget? And if you have a budget, what about assessing your budget?
Well, and kind of the funny thing about this is people spend more time each year planning for their annual vacation or playing their fantasy football league than they do on their financial management and budgeting, which is sad. I mean, it's true, but sad. But, you know, one of the biggest things I see people make a mistake on doing their budget is they're not building in, adding to and maintaining their emergency fund, and they're not taking care of maxing out their IRA or 401k or at least getting it to a point where they can retire someday and the money lasts. And if they've got an HSA option with a high deductible type of a health insurance plan or a flex savings or whatever the case might be, they're not really doing that either. So those are some basics that you really need to build your plan. You know, kind of see how am I going to save first, then build everything else around that. But, you know, there's some items that I find with our clients. A lot of times I reminded them about this, and they go back out and they find some money. It may be, you know, $25, $50, $100 a month. It may not be big money, but it adds up. So what I find is they should go out and shop their property and casualty insurance, you know, I think every year or two. And not necessarily for the lowest price, but best value, and make sure you've got the right coverages in place. There's a lot – insurance policies aren't – you know, you buy a homeowner's insurance policy, and you think you're covered for everything. But just the way the water damage is covered is different. Is it a flood outside your home? Is it, you know, hot water heater broke inside the home? Did a bathtub flood and come down through the ceiling? Those things may or may not be covered. And so you really need to make sure you know what you have. And then TV and internet and apps and all that stuff. I mean, I was looking through my bill the other day, and, you know, over time there's some show I want to see on one of the streaming networks, I added on, and I never see that show again, and I forget to cancel it.
I'm guilty as charged.
And then, you know, I'll also throw this in. I know we've talked about this in some of the different shows this year, but, you know, credit card strategy, if some folks have some credit card debt out there, they really need to focus on how they pay that off. Remember, the credit card companies charge you interest on a per-day basis, so the earlier you can make that payment in the cycle, the less interest you're accruing, and that's always a smart thing to try and reduce.
All right, and circling back to that property and casualty insurance, roofs are become the coverage on a roof used to be that. I mean, if you had roof damage, they would just buy a new roof. And so a lot of people I would see online or just talk to, they're like, I'm praying for enough hail this weekend to kill my roof, so I get a free roof. It just doesn't work that way anymore.
Well, right, the newer policies are changing those up to where they're only going to you know, do a full replacement for so many years, and then they're going to start depreciating it. And all the companies are different, so I can't speak to this exactly.
But
it used to be, you know, set it, forget it. But now it's going to be kind of a time clock on how much coverage you've got.
And another one of your comments on don't just set it and forget it. I realized, and guilty as charged, okay, you have the homeowner's insurance and you just forget about it. You just move on. And then one day I got to looking, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. I just wasn't paying attention. And I realized that our homeowner's insurance had doubled in a fairly short period of time. And I'm like, oh, no, we don't.
Right. Yeah.
And so I got – this has been several years ago. I got a referral, and we had the same or better coverage with the same or better deductibles for – half the cost with a great national company. It wasn't a fly-by-night, you know, sketchy situation. And I paid attention. I made a change. We saved a lot of money.
Absolutely. And not only for individual folks, because those insurance companies, once they have you in place, they just kind of let it go. But also your health insurance plans at work, if you're a business owner, you know, you need to shop better for so often as well. Same as your 401k plan. You know, don't just set it and forget it. You know, and obviously we're very big in that 401k space as well. But it's important to, you know, check it every couple, 3 years.
Yep, no doubt about it. We're visiting with Bruce Glenn. He's the CIO and owner of the Glenn team at Infinitas at 913-563-7327. We're talking today about the year-end financial planning checklist, and we just have a lot of stuff to cover today, but let me just get your attention. If you've not heard from your financial advisor, and maybe that's been a set it and forget it kind of a situation for you, and you're like, well, wait a minute, I'm not even sure if our finance guy even works with the company any longer, okay? That should be a red flag to you. Bruce, you offer a second look, a free evaluation to see if you're able to help someone, and if they have a great plan, you'll say so. If there are areas of improvement, you'll point that out as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and we'll go further than that. We'll actually go through and educate folks that we work with. So we want to make sure that the quality of the investments they have are good, the fees are fair and reasonable for what they're getting, that their investments are high scoring and beating the benchmarks and those type items. But we also want to make sure they have that retirement plan, that they know that they are scheduled to retire when they want to and the money will last. And there's a whole lot that goes into it. I actually do the reports and my team, and we go through and show people where these items are that we're looking at and educate them so they're more qualified to help themselves and keep on track.
All right, that makes sense. And then what about tax planning?
Right. So, you know, again, we're not going to go deep on this, and I'm not a licensed CPA, so let me qualify that first of all. But
sure.
A couple things that we always want to make sure we're looking out for. Again, maxing out your health care, your 401k contributions for the year, any particular purchases, like if you're a business, you know, if maybe you want to put a purchase into this year or next year, kind of make a different decision. Even on health care, think about it. If you've maxed out your health care deductibles this year, and maybe you haven't had a colonoscopy or some regular routine checkups, great time to do it. Or maybe you have some elective surgery. Do it when you're maxed out. You know, and then, or maybe you didn't do much this year. Push out till next year, and then maybe max out next year so you've got 12 months to work through that. But try and do that. So it's not necessarily a tax planning, but just kind of good solid deal there. But look and see what your tax brackets are. If you're getting up to certain levels, you may or may not want to do more contributions. You may need some deductions, things like that. But it's good to know probably a month or two before the month's over, you may be able to max out your 401k at the last month just to help out and those type things.
All right. Excellent. Mr. Bruce Glenn with the Glenn team at Infinitas. And we will have more with Bruce coming up next. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. You can make an IRA contribution as late as April the 15th of 2024 and still receive the tax benefit for the 2023 taxable year. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training. We're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
A mentor program director from my LA radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. You can make an IRA contribution as late as April the 15th, 2024, and receive the tax benefit for the year 2023. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. But, Bruce, there may be a little more to it than that.
Right, there is, Steve. Thanks. So, depending on your income levels, you may or may not be able to contribute to each type of a 401k or IRA or Roth and so on and so forth. But I'd really want to stress the fact that if you have a qualified plan at work, whether it be a SEP or a simple IRA or a 401k, which is the most popular, 403b, these type of plans, those work-related plans, you have to have that contribution in at the end of the year.
Okay, so that does not extend to April the 15th for tax savings purposes.
Yeah, that's correct. And actually, if you have a plan that may have some high limit problems, you may even get, if you over-contributed, you may even have some money forced back on you, and then you have to have your taxes adjusted because of that, too.
Oh, boy. That doesn't sound good.
You need to have a good idea how much you can put in.
All right. We're visiting with Bruce Glenn. He's the CIO and owner of the Glenn Team at Infinitas. And Bruce, your whole approach is a fiduciary approach when operating as a financial advisor for individuals.
Right. We're independent. We're objective. We don't own any product. We don't get kickbacks using any product over anybody else. We're purely work for our client's best interest as a fiduciary.
All right. And you also work with some group plans, and you have some small businesses and some pretty good-sized businesses, as well as health systems and universities.
Absolutely, yeah. We have several hospital systems and universities and colleges and a lot of big companies, national, international companies as well. So very blessed in that regard.
All right, that sounds great. And again, if you want to reach out to Bruce Glenn and the great team, the Glenn team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. That, and you could call from anywhere in the country and they can help you. We're talking about a year-end financial planning checklist today, and there's just so much to cover. We're just touching kind of the surface on a lot of these topics. But again, if you are interested in this for you and your family, your spouse, again, you know, reach out to Bruce and they can help you. They can send this out to you. They can offer you a second look, a free evaluation. They are here for you. There's no doubt about it. So, Bruce, previously you had talked about harvesting investment gains and losses. So what does that mean? What is that, I mean, it,
right, yeah.
Yeah, that's a specific term. So.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, the last couple of years when the markets have not been very favorable in those situations, in those categories, may have been a good opportunity to upgrade some funds and lock in some tax losses. And you can take up to a certain amount per year, or you can offset some gains with those losses. But if you have carry forward, don't forget about that. You know, your tax professional needs to know that you've got these additional deductions you can take on carry forward basis. So that's really important. Profits, the same thing. Sometimes our clients will call and they need some money. They're going to buy a fifth wheel trailer or buy a second home or whatever the case might be. And we want to make sure we're looking at that from a tax standpoint, where best to pull that money from. A lot of times it's not just good just to pull across all investments. We want to kind of take a little bit of tax strategy to that as well.
Okay, and then the really the huge category of estate planning. We've had one of your colleagues, Melissa Myers, on the program,
right.
And she really pounded that
right,
a couple
yeah.
times. And,
yeah, Melissa does a good job in that area.
Yeah, really focused on that. So what should you do in your year-end in review relative to estate planning?
Right, and so again, I'm not a licensed estate planning attorney, but we do have one on staff, and we have other people that we refer to as well, depending on where they're located at. But some things that I see happen a lot of times to our clients is they may have had kids that get married, and all of a sudden the daughter's name is not the same, or maybe there's been a divorce and they didn't change the beneficiary. You know, this is terrible, and it happens all the time.
Yeah,
especially in the 401k world, people forget to change a beneficiary, maybe never set their beneficiary up, and they'll say that you got divorced a couple of decades ago. And you die, and your current spouse doesn't get your money because your ex-spouse is still on you as a beneficiary.
Oh, boy.
That happens all the time. It's terrible when it does.
Is there any way to challenge that, or it is what it is?
Well, I'm not going to get into all the legalities
yeah, yeah, yeah,
of it,
yeah.
But let's say that it's going to be a big problem, and it may or may not be able to get fixed.
Okay,
right,
sure. Yeah.
So when folks, you know, unfortunately, we may lose a family member or a beneficiary throughout the year, or maybe it's been a few years since we reviewed it, make sure that everybody that's on there is still there. If you have a trustee or somebody who's going to take care of your plan, make sure that they're still capable of doing that and willing to do that. That's something I see a problem with sometimes. And then maybe there's been a special needs. You know, I've got a client, heaven forbid, that's happening, but they had a stroke a few years ago. Well, there's some special planning needs need to be put in place there a little bit differently. And you know from being an elder care, I mean, that you know, that's a big issue.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And so, and I've heard some of the horror stories of you know, beneficiaries weren't changed, and or there was a divorce, or you know, we were going to leave some money to my son. Well, he got married, and now they're divorced. I don't really want that money going to my ex daughter-in-law.
Right.
And so it just an annual review for an estate plan is I think it's huge. It's huge.
It is, and creditor and predator protection is kind of what you're talking about there. You don't want some out of the you know, woods creditors showing up on the doorstep of your beneficiaries, and you don't want ex, you know, daughter-in-law or ex-son-in-law getting money either.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you've got to make sure that it's written right and reviewed every once in a while.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then what about charitable giving? We're at that time of year. A lot of charitable giving happens in that last, you know, month and a half of every year.
Right. So, again, it kind of make a decision if it's going to be something that's going to be able to help you out from a tax standpoint or not. And I'm not saying make your decisions on charity giving based on that. But I will say this, it's a nice little trick. If you have an RMD especially, and if you have to take that money out of your 401k or your IRA, if you want, there's a way of doing that where you can gift it to your 501c3 mm-hmm. church or whatever your charity of choice is. Mm-hmm. If you don't take possession of that money yourself and you move it out of your IRA and the custodian sends it directly over to the non-for-profit, mm-hmm. you don't pay the taxes because you didn't take receipt of the money. Yeah, you did satisfy the government requirement to move that amount of money out of your IRA. So that's a really good trick that a lot of people miss.
That is a great idea. And then we only have about a minute left, but what about educational planning?
Right. So a trick there that a lot of people don't know about, and it's state-specific on whether you get deductions or not, but most states that have some kind of deductibility process, you can front-load 5 years of contributions. And so say you've got a junior in high school and you've been late to save. You can actually, you or grandparents or whoever can actually load in 5 years at one shot. Now, there is a tax form you have to put out every year to you know, show that you did the gift at the one time.
Okay.
But that's something a lot of people don't realize, and it's a great trick.
I've never heard of that.
There you go.
And I'll guarantee you that turned a lot of heads of listeners this morning. Like, whoa, wait a minute. Like you said, if you get a late jump on it. You, grandparents, they could load this thing for 5 years. You have to have a special tax form, but that's a whole lot of catch up right there. And I'll bet you not very many people know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the owner and CIO of the Glenn Team at Infinitas at 913-563-7327. We're talking about the year-end financial planning checklist. And, Bruce, thanks so much. Great information. Really appreciate you.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Enjoyed it.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantel swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This commercial. Our lending partners have already loaned millions of dollars to individuals just like you, and we're ready to lend you up to $100,000 if you qualify. Even if your credit is not perfect, you could use the money to pay off high-interest credit cards, for home renovations, or consolidate existing debt. You can get flexible, easy-to-pay terms. The consultation to find out if you qualify is free. To find out if you qualify for our special financing program, call this toll-free number 24 hours a day. 800-590-0843. 800-590-0843. 800-590-0843. That's 800-590-0843. Important terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will qualify. Loan amount, annual percentage rate, and term will vary depending on creditworthiness. Applying does not guarantee approval. Account approval is subject to verification and confirmation of your credit history and acceptance by a lender. If you choose to apply for a loan through us, a consumer report will be obtained to evaluate your creditworthiness in connection with your application for credit.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And they are all over the place. Wherever you get them, just do a search for Senior Care Live. You can subscribe to it, download it, stream it, whatever you want to do, and there you go. Feel free and help yourself. All right, so we're going to shift gears here. And I have been asked this question just several times here recently, and I thought, you know, as I've said many, many times on the program, if I get the same question several times, I almost feel like it's a little bit of a nudge that I should share that information with you on the program. So let's go ahead and jump into this. I've had several, really what I would describe as professionals in the business out helping people in different capacities. So for senior care consulting, it would be a professional referral source. And they said, they've asked basically the same question. Give me some situations and tell me about some examples where senior care consulting has helped some families in need. So it just kind of helps them say, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. And if I hear about someone in this situation, then I'm going to put two and two together and I'm going to refer them to senior care consulting for our placement services. So I thought, you know, let's just, I just kind of did some brainstorming and thought of several examples, and I just wanted to share those with you today. So many, many times I get this call a lot. We have an elderly loved one living in an assisted living community, and it's going okay, but care-wise, but this gets to the financial side of things. They are now running out of money, and the assisted living community that they're living in is not Medicaid certified. And so the challenge there is, if you're living in an assisted living community and you're writing a check every month, you're paying that $6,000 to $8,000, you know, plus or minus, and you're seeing the funds are just depleting, they're going down and down and down. If you see that these funds are going to be depleted in the next, you know, I would say, you know, several months, it is time to reach out to senior care consulting, or you could do it on your own, okay? But you're going to need to relocate your loved ones to a senior care community that is Medicaid certified. So an example, I have a lady, she listens to the radio program. She gave me a call. And she had two elderly loved ones, and they lived in a very nice assisted living apartment, and they really needed a lot of help. I was pretty impressed with that assisted living community, that they were actually able to meet the needs of both her aunt and uncle. But she said, "Look, they're running out of money. I'm getting the Medicaid application filled out, and I sent it in for processing. But now I'm going to need help finding them a long-term care community that is Medicaid certified." So we got together. I jumped in. I was able to help, and we were able to get them relocated to a great long-term care community. Frankly, on the care side of things, it was probably a better fit than the assisted living community, although at that assisted living community, they were doing a good job, but it was really a stretch for them to take care of them. So it's actually a better fit for them in long-term care. And, oh, by the way, this place is Medicaid certified, so they're able to work with the Medicaid program to cover the majority of the cost. And then that worked out just great. So, again, if you or anyone that you know of is living in assisted living, you can see that the money, there's an end point there. You don't have endless resources, and you can see that they're going to be spending down. Reach out to Senior Care Consulting, and we can help you with a nice, easy, smooth transition, just like we were able to help this really nice lady just a few months ago. It's at 913-945-2800. Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right. And then another example, mom and dad are living independently at home, but the family is just not sure how long that's going to last. And they're having some frequent falls, and they're really depending on their neighbors more and more. And then the son said, you know, I live 4 or 5 hours away, and my dad fell, and I've never felt so helpless. I couldn't just run over and help him. He said it was a horrible feeling knowing that I couldn't help my own dad who had fallen in the middle of the room. And so they've been depending on neighbors to come over and help them up if there's a fall. Once in a while you'll hear of someone having to call 911, and the EMTs will come over and they will gladly do that. They won't do that, you know, every day for the next, you know, 6 months, but they'll come over and help you out. But the point is, the family decided that they needed to look for, and in this particular example, for an assisted living community proactively. And they wanted to be prepared because they can very clearly see the need for a care community coming sooner than later. And again, they wanted to be prepared. They wanted to, and we worked together. They put their name on a couple of different waiting lists. And then when their name comes up to the top of a waiting list, and if they're ready to move, then boom, they'll go ahead and move. If their name rises to the top of the waiting list and they're not quite ready to move, then guess what? The assisted living community will call you back in a few weeks or a month when the next space becomes available, and they'll keep contacting you until the timing is right. So that's why it's so, so important to be proactive and get out ahead of this, like this family that I recently worked with. Another example, this very nice lady, she said, Steve, I work full time. My husband works full time. We have 3 kids. Time is at a premium. I just don't have time to go out and look at places. I need some help. I'm in way over my head. And my dad has Alzheimer's, and I just know he's not going to be able to stay home very much longer. We're probably looking at a move, you know, maybe spring or summer of 2024, if I had to kind of put an estimate on it. And I literally do not have the time to do my homework. And here's the deal, Steve. This is my dad. I have to get it right. I'm not just going to take a flyer on a place or throw a dart and pick a place. I have to get this right. This is my dad. And I realize I need professional help. Can you help me? And I'm like, of course, yeah. I'd be honored to help you and your family. And so I was able to meet with them, and we're working through the process. And again, she's being proactive. And I just can't say how smart, how wise that is. I get a lot of these kind of calls. I had somebody say, hey, Steve, I called a free referral service. I'll leave the name out. You could probably plug any of them in there. They all work about the same. But she said, you know, it seemed like a pretty good service at first. But then I told them that I wasn't quite ready to move yet. And they did not seem to like that at all. And she said their tone changed. So just look at how this is unfolding. She thought everything was pretty good. But then she said, well, you know, we're not quite ready to move. And she said when they realized that, the tone changed, and all of a sudden it wasn't so friendly and so wonderful anymore. And she said, now they call me almost every day wanting to know when I'll be moving my family member. And she said, they're basically harassing me. I'm getting upset now. She said, it feels like they're pressuring me to move. And this is what she said. It feels like they're pressuring me to move so that they can collect their commission of several thousand dollars. Wow. Wow. So I can't tell you how many times, how many messes that have been created by one of these free referral services that I've had to come in and clean up and straighten out and get right. So if you find yourself working with the free referral service, maybe you didn't realize that they earn a commission from the place that they're recommending. I mean, that's how these folks earn, generate income. That's the whole name of the game. It's free to you because they don't work for you. They work for the places. You work for who pays you. So when they refer you to one of their business partners, their business partner pays them up to 100% of the first month's cost. So if you find yourself in a mess with one of these free referral services, give me a call at Senior Care Consulting and we can help you out. And it's 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I'll have some more examples of how Senior Care Consulting is able to help people in all of these different situations. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects
prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps recruit depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park. And I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk. And it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language. Get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so it's Thanksgiving weekend. Did you eat too much? I would raise my hand, but I learned a long time ago that I look so forward to Thanksgiving, and I used to just pig out and eat too much, and then you feel kind of miserable. And I thought, that's really dumb. It kind of ruins the whole thing. So we have all the turkey and all the stuff, and then we'll have some dessert later on. But I like to kind of enjoy it without feeling miserable. So I hit it pretty hard, but I'll tell you what, I don't overdo it because it kind of ruins it for me. So anyway, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving and a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend, maybe into the weekend with your family. And last week I mentioned that we added a couple of new affiliate partners to the Senior Care Broadcasting Network in Minnesota and Kentucky, and wanted to let you know about another one. We are adding KRFE AM and FM in Lubbock, Texas, and that's effective this weekend. So really, really appreciate the good folks in Lubbock, Texas for tuning in to Senior Care Live. Again, tell all your friends and family, if you have a question, just go to SeniorCareLive.com. You can send me an email, or you can submit a form there, or you could just give me a call. 1-800-331-6445 is the toll-free number for the radio program. But again, I really appreciate you and the good folks at KRFE AM and FM in Lubbock, Texas. Welcome to the Senior Care Broadcasting Network family. All right, so back to several examples where Senior Care Consulting has been able to help some of our clients in some of the different situations. I just thought that would be really good to review today. So this is one that's very, very timely. And I've had this happen several times over the years where someone said, you know, we live out of state. You come home for Thanksgiving only to realize that my mother was just not doing as well as I thought. And I believe it is no longer safe for her to live alone here in the house. And now it's time to find a place, you know, fairly quickly so that she can get the care that she needs and be safe in her living environment and get that 24-hour care and oversight and supervision and assistance with all of the things that she's going to need some help with. So this is super common, especially at this time of year. So you have families who we're all scattered to the wind, right? We're all over the place. And during COVID, we all got very used to Skyping and FaceTime and Zoom and all of the video, all of the nice video connections that we had. But you don't see everything when you're just talking on a video connection over Zoom or just looking at someone on your phone screen or a tablet or a laptop. So you have families coming home. And then they have these realizations. They're like, oh my gosh, and now this is kind of a newly realized kind of a, you know, what do we do next situation. And if you find yourself in a situation like that, I would invite you to reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting, and we can definitely help you with this next step. And it's especially valuable for families who live out of town, but they have responsibility and they love, of course, they love their parents. They're coming back to see them, spend time with them, but they're like, oh my goodness, you know, we didn't realize that mom wasn't doing so well or dad wasn't doing so well. And now it's time to make some plans. Now it's time to get out and find a place. Again, get your name on a wait list. Reach out to Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And I'll never forget one of the first stories I ever heard from a loving and caring daughter I worked with. She said every year I'd come home, and this was around Christmas time, not necessarily Thanksgiving, but she would come home and my mom and I, we baked cookies every year, and we've done this for decades. And the daughter lived in Denver. Mom lived in the Kansas City area. She flies home, spends about a week with her mom, and they do all the stuff, all the holiday stuff, and have a great time. So they're in the kitchen like they've done how many times? And they're making cookies. And she hands her mom a cup, a measuring cup, the plastic one-cup measuring cup. She said, hey, Mom, I need a cup of sugar. And she, okay. And so she's working on the cookies, and she turns around, and her mom is just standing there looking at the cup. And she's not sure what to do with it. And she said she looked at her mom, she realized what had happened, and she said it just sent a chill all the way to, you know, from my head to my toes. And she said, so she kind of covered it up. Oh, come on, Mom. Remember, we got this sugar. And oh, yeah. So she helped her out. But that was the first really glaring black and white example of her mother and having some memory challenges, having some cognitive issues, but really showing up for something as simple as getting a cup of sugar. And she wasn't sure what to do with the cup. That's that sudden realization that'll take your breath away of, oh, my goodness. This is not safe for her to be at home. And that's exactly what she thought. She reached out to Senior Care Consulting. I jumped right in. We found a great place for her mom, and it worked out well. And then, you know, a couple other examples. Mom fell again, but this time she fractured her hip. And after surgery, she's going to need skilled nursing and rehab. But after that, there's just no way that she's going to be able to go home. She's going to need more help than that. And I've worked with I don't know how many families where their loved one, after the hospitalization, they go to skilled nursing and rehab, and they're going to get 2, 4, maybe 6 weeks of rehab. Well, that buys us a little bit of time for us to do our homework and to choose a place and get it right. Again, my clients with Senior Care Consulting, they're not interested in messing around with you know, oh, we'll just try this one out. I mean, they feel a a burning need to get this right, and they're not messing around with this. They want to get it right. They realize they need some professional help, and they reach out to my firm. Okay, we've used a home care service, home care company, but now that need is escalating to 24 hours, and we just need a more cost-effective way to get 24-hour care. And
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Day three of a four-day ceasefire, and this time Hamas militants freed 17 more hostages, including 14 Israeli, one of them a four-year-old American girl that had dual citizenship. Israel also released 39 Palestinians. A trio of upcoming presidential debates.
In the run-up to the 2024 election, Texas, Virginia, and Utah will host presidential debates. Texas State University will host the first one in September, followed by debates at Virginia State University and the University of Utah in October. There will be one vice presidential debate in Pennsylvania. The Nonpartisan Nonprofit Commission on Presidential Debates says all debates will run for 90 minutes. Details about the format and moderators will be announced later. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The National Retail Foundation, the Federation, that is, expects shoppers to spend more this year than last year, but at a slower pace. Holiday sales in the U.S. forecast to increase year over year from November through December, but only by 3-4%, compared with a 5.4% jump in 2022. There are multiple tributes planned this week for the late former First Lady.
Memorial events to honor former First Lady Rosalynn Carter start Monday with a wreath-laying ceremony at Georgia Southwestern State University in the town of Americus, Georgia, about 15 minutes from Plains, where the First Lady went to college. Jill Stuckey, superintendent of the Jimmy Carter National Historic Park Service, tells reporters,
Mrs. Carter will be buried here in Plains on their home property.
President Biden, Vice President Harris, and former First Lady Laura Bush scheduled to attend a tribute celebration for Mrs. Carter on Tuesday. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Heavy snowfall and strong blizzards in Romania and Moldova left one person dead. More at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Honda's recalling certain Accord and HR-V vehicles due to a problem with the seatbelts.
According to notices published by Honda and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration earlier this week, more than 300,000 Accord and HR-V vehicles from year 2023 and 2024 may have defects. The front seat belt pretensioners, which tighten seat belts in place upon impact, may be missing the rivet that secures the quick connector and wire plate. Regulators say this means that passengers may not be properly restrained in a crash. NHTSA credited the issue to an error made during assembly. No reports of injuries or deaths related to the faulty pretensioners have been filed. I'm Tiffany Wong.
Georgia is still number one. Michigan moves back to number two as Washington is three, Florida State's four, Oregon is five. Ohio State falls from two down to number six. Town Hall. Britain's conservative government sought to regain the political initiative with a series of tax cuts for businesses and individuals.
The ruling government hopes the tax cuts will boost its chances in a national election next year that opinion polls suggest it'll lose. Treasury Chief Jeremy Hunt says the British economy, quote, had turned a corner, allowing him to offer what he termed the biggest set of tax cuts since the 1980s. Highlights include a cut to national insurance, which employees pay on their salaries.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. With Britain's public finances still stretched by historical standards, economic growth muted at the best, and inflation is still high, experts warning the government hasn't got much room for further big giveaways in the run-up to the election. Be sure to check out more on these stories by logging in and logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Free Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
And alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, back from a little bit of a hiatus. Maybe you have enjoyed some of our legacy broadcasts. We selected some of our best shows to entertain you during a short period of time while I was away on vacation. I visited Poland, Czechoslovakia, and Germany. Had a marvelous time, and now I'm back. Got lots of information to share with you. Our number, 877-726-8255. And we are here in the doctor's office. And you can call with your questions or comments. We're available. 877-726-8255 gets you right on the air. And among the stories that I'm going to share with you, well, I'll start out with this. I hope that I don't become superfluous in coming years. I've been broadcasting since 1988, answering individuals' questions on the radio and in podcasts. And here's an amazing story. You've heard about ChatGPT. Well, this kind of builds on the legacy of some of the first experiments in machine learning and AI, artificial intelligence, where we reached a remarkable breakthrough where computers could beat master chess players in chess. They reached that threshold a little while ago, and then they demonstrated that computers could outperform people on Jeopardy, and on and on it goes. Well, now we have ChatGPT, which is a remarkable accomplishment in terms of artificial intelligence. All the knowledge of the world is crunched by computers, and they can spew it back in response to any kind of query. And so they did a study in JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, which shows the potential of ChatGPT. Headline, ChatGPT crushes real doctors in answering patient questions. They did a study, and they compared actual doctors answering patient questions to the ChatGPT answers, and they objectively evaluated the accuracy and quality of the answers. For example, you could just go on ChatGPT and say, I have a headache. Can you help me? And you'll see that you're going to get a vast compendium of information. And according to this objective analysis in Journal of the American Medical Association, the performance of ChatGPT was not only superior to that of doctors, it was unbelievable. One person who comments on this says, I never in my life imagined I would see this. He is shocked that software could generate such satisfying answers. There's a bit of a problem because some people have noticed that sometimes ChatGPT makes things up. In the technical parlance, that is called a hallucination. That the computer can hallucinate, and in an effort to pull together a fully satisfying answer, it can make stuff up, and so that can be a potential hazard. Humans always not prey to that particular tendency, but so too are machines. Well, hopefully I won't be supplanted by technology in the near future. I try to give you a little bit of a alternative perspective on what's happening in the world of medicine, maybe something that you wouldn't get by consulting ChatGPT. 877-726-8255, our number. And one of the first things I wanted to talk about is, you know, you see all these ads on TV about the Camp Lejeune litigation. If you or a loved one were present at Camp Lejeune during certain years, you may be entitled to a settlement. Call, you know, one of a number of law firms who are handling a big payout for individuals who may have drunk the water at this Marine base in North Carolina. It turns out that the water was polluted, in particular with a substance called TCE, trichloroethylene. And that is a substance that is often used in dry cleaning, less so these days. It's an industrial and commercial chemical that's been used for nearly 100 years. It was even used as a surgical anesthetic until it was banned in 1970. They deliberately gave it to people to knock them out. More recently, it was used as a degreasing solvent, is used to degrease industrial metal parts. And the problem is that once TCE enters the soil or groundwater, it's a forever chemical. It can persist for decades. So this just in, a study led by researchers at the University of California at San Francisco, compared Parkinson's diagnoses in approximately 160,000 Navy and Marine veterans. Just over half came from Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, where TCE was used to degrease military equipment, and the water was therefore contaminated. The remainder came from Camp Pendleton, California, where the water was not contaminated with TCE. So they can, you know, they say, well, okay, being a Marine, maybe there's certain risk for Parkinson's disease. Let's compare those exposed to TCE versus those not exposed to TCE. And there was indeed a difference. Levels of TCE in the water at Camp Lejeune exceeded maximum safety levels by 70-fold. And what they found was, yes, indeed, there was a connection between TCE exposure and the risk of Parkinson's disease. But that's not all. Another study out this week shows that exposure to a wide variety of pesticides, some of which are unrelated chemically, are associated with neurocognitive problems, in particular Parkinson's disease, because these chemicals attack the dopamine system in the brain, which controls movement. So a little bit of a segue to something that happened to me in the office this week. I started seeing patients again back from vacation. And I talked to one of my patients, and she had a list of things that she wanted to talk to me about. And at the very end, she brought something up. She said, I can smell Parkinson's disease. And I said, that's really weird. She says, yeah, it's kind of disconcerting because when I'm around someone who has Parkinson's disease, there's a distinct smell that they exude. And it even happens to me in public sometimes, and I have the impulse maybe to rush up to the person and say, did you know that you're at risk for Parkinson's disease? And I looked it up. And it turns out that there's considerable research that suggests that sniffer dogs can detect Parkinson's disease. Dogs have a much higher sensitivity in terms of their olfactory abilities, as we all know. And what they found was that you could train sniffer dogs to distinguish between clinically established patients with Parkinson's disease versus controls without Parkinson's disease with, get this, a 91% accuracy. These sniffer dogs could pick up Parkinson's disease. Now, it gets more interesting because, yeah, okay, dogs can do this. Well, what about people? There was an article last year in Scientific American. Super smeller can detect the scent of Parkinson's, leading to an experimental test for the illness. That came out in October of 2022. A Scottish woman named Joy Milne made headlines in 2015 for an unusual talent, her ability to sniff out people with Parkinson's disease. So what they determined, they actually did an experiment. They wanted to put Milne's claims to test. They had her smell 12 T-shirts, 6 from people with Parkinson's and 6 from non-affective individuals. She correctly identified the disease in all 6 cases. And the one T-shirt, this is the kicker, the one T-shirt from a healthy person she categorized as having Parkinson's belonged to someone who was diagnosed with the disease less than a year later. This is really crazy. And my patient, indeed, is very sensitive. She's very sensitive to medications, various things that you wouldn't expect would bother her. She is probably a super smeller. And so the theory here is that there's something that Parkinson's patients exude in their sebum. That's the fatty substance that's exuded from your pores onto your skin, that there's a certain characteristic of that, and that maybe, just maybe, we can do chemical tests, skin tests, use a sebum-based test to make an earlier diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, maybe even diagnose Parkinson's disease before it clinically develops with tremor and movement problems. So, wow, oh wow. Milne has also exhibited a unique talent in detecting other conditions. Parkinson's may not be the only disease Milne has a nose for. She's also reported noticing unique smells in people with Alzheimer's, cancer, and tuberculosis, and she's now working with scientists to see whether specific olfactory signatures of those diseases can be identified. So it's amazing stuff. I mean, we do know that Parkinson's disease, people with Parkinson's have a unique microbiome, and that based on sophisticated analyses of their stool, we can predict to a high degree their likelihood of having Parkinson's disease or eventually developing it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is not ChatGPT. I'm a real person. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Do
This holiday season, give the gift of decadent, high-flavanol dark chocolate to your loved ones. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular deaths. The FDA recently issued a qualified health claim saying that high-flavanol cocoa may help prevent cardiovascular disease. Flavonatrol's dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate with great flavor and minimal sugar. So this holiday season, do what I'll be doing and gift your loved ones with decadent dark chocolate that has the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. Just go to flavonaturals.com and use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide. Plus get free shipping on all orders over $30. That's flavonaturals.com, coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off now through December 10th. Get it in time for Christmas at flavonaturals.com. This holiday season, don't miss out on your chance to stock up on your favorite supplements during the Black Friday Cyber Monday sale at my online FullScript supplement dispensary. November 24th through 28th, 5 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. Safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 5 days only from November 24th through 28th. Reinvest in your wellness goals with savings on my favorite supplements. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. drhoffmanstore.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Join us this year for the 19th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza. Reading's favorite holiday tradition is here. We travel back in time to discover how Santa and Mrs. Claus came to be. Along this journey through time and space, you will see some of your favorite Christmas characters and meet some new faces. We learn the magic of believing both in the spirit of the holidays and in ourselves. Tickets are on sale now, cascadetheater.org, or by calling 530-243-8877.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number now during the program, this hour and next. You're free to call with a comment or question. It's also available to you 24-7, 365. We've been away for a couple of weeks, and so a lot of people have called and recorded questions, so let's hear one of them.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. In the May 2023 edition of The Atlantic, there's an article that I think you might be interested in. It's called Ice Cream, Bad for Your Health. But the issue with the article is they're saying that science has covered up the fact that ice cream is healthy. So I thought that might be an interesting article to look over and possibly discuss on your show.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I saw that article. And so the big surprise finding is that if you look at a bunch of scientific studies, they generally show, and this is kind of counterintuitive, right? Ice cream, you know, high calorie, high fat, laden with sugar, that ice cream consumption is associated with a lower risk of insulin resistance and diabetes and a variety of health problems that are related to that. And so I read the article, and the guy goes back and forth and, you know, hems and haws, and at the end of the study concludes, at the end of the article concludes that, well, nutritional science is pretty controversial. It's sometimes hard to isolate on one food and determine if that is a good food or a bad food. Now, this is something, you know, we've seen these controversies with things like coffee and with alcohol and with chocolate. And, you know, a wide variety of things. At first we thought they were bad for you. You know, same thing with red meat. Red meat is terrible. It kills you. But then studies show that red meat is not so bad and maybe even be protective. So, you know, a couple of theories on that. One is something called reverse causation, which means that the people who eat a lot of ice cream, maybe they're relatively healthy people. They don't have to worry about their weight. So they eat ice cream. Other people who are sicker, they've been told they need to cut down their intake of sugary, fatty foods, and so they don't eat as much ice cream. That would be not that ice cream has a protective effect. It's just that people who are sick or at risk don't eat as much ice cream. But I wonder, because I see a lot of people who are at risk, you know, typically people who are very overweight, and they're walking around with an ice cream cone, so I'm not entirely sure that that's the case. The other thing about ice cream is that good quality ice cream is high in fat, has a lot of protein, and while it does have some sugar, it has a high satiety value. So maybe, just maybe, the small amount of sugar that's in there is balanced out by the fat and the protein. It's released more slowly. It has a lower glycemic index than, say, I don't know, soda, you know, where the sugar hits you real fast. And therefore, it may be a healthier alternative, you know, when you're going to indulge. There's some other studies that even suggest there's certain properties in dairy that may have anti-diabetic effects. And I've seen those studies. But it just kind of illustrates the problem that if you just isolate on one food out of the context of the whole lifestyle, that you're going to get misleading results. And also, this is statistical. Results may vary. You know, what's good for the goose isn't necessarily good for the gander. And the average person may consume a moderate amount of ice cream and still be healthy. But for some people, not a great idea. All right. 877-726-8255, our number. Robert De Niro just welcomed his seventh child at the age of 79. We're going to take a look at the perils associated with being an older father in terms of the offspring's health. This is Intelligent Medicine. With winter coming, and all the health issues it brings, now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be and to build your natural immunity. It's time to empower your immune system. Empower supercharges your immunity because it's made from AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts to ever come out of Japan. It's been shown to enhance your immune protection by over 300%, and it has the robust research to prove it. Empower is my first go-to when it comes to immune support. I personally take it daily and prescribe it to my patients in need of immune support. And who doesn't these days? If you're looking for a way to supercharge your immune system protection and build your natural immunity, Empower is the solution for you. For more information and order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for Empower. If you're looking to maintain peak brain health, I'd like to introduce you to a cutting-edge new brain support formula from my friends at Thorne, Cinequel. If you're recovering from a head injury or play contact sports, you should pay special attention. Cinequel is formulated with the best researched nutrients that support healthy brain structure and cognitive function. Cinequel's active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and help protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cinequel for everyday maintenance and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of certain nutrients for shorter-term post-impact support. For more information and to purchase Cinequel, just go to drhoffman.com/thorn. There, you'll also find some of my other favorite Thorn products. That's drhoffman.com/thorn for the essential nutritional brain support formula, Cinequel.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
For as long as anyone can remember, Historic Haas Farms has been the place for the holiday season. Memories that date back to early childhood, filled with wonderful food, music, and friendship. A place where everyone is welcome. In that tradition, Historic Haas Farms has a special treat, Lights on the Farm. A one-mile journey filled with wondrous lights and music. A country odyssey. To make this journey, you'll ride out in country-covered wagons or take the Mighty Haas Express. Sit back and view the seemingly never-ending waves of shimmering lights. Brightly designed by one of our own, award-winning Michelle Van Gant of Redding Lights. So reserve your ticket to ride today. Times and dates are limited, and every Thursday, children 12 and under are free. So don't delay. Order your tickets online at historichaasfarms.com because Christmas lights do more than just glow. They're about love given a long time ago.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, 877-726-8255. It's great to be back. I've got lots to share with you. And one of the things that happened while I was away is that on the Celebrity Health Watch, actor Robert De Niro just welcomed his seventh child at the age of 79. His girlfriend, Stephanie Chen, is, quote, believed to be 45, so she's no youngster. But I wanted to take a look at the potential health risks associated with being a father late in life. Now, in my own case, my father was a little older, was a bit of an outlier, especially in 1952. A lot of guys got married young and had kids in their late teens and 20s. But my dad waited till he was 42 to sire me. And the trend has changed because back in 2017, there was a study that showed that the number of older men fathering children was on the rise. Now about 10% of infants are born to fathers over the age of 40, whereas 4 decades ago was only 4%. So, yeah, I was born about 7 decades ago. I certainly was an outlier. I guess for the most part I turned out okay. You know, birth complications. But according to a recent study, there is an increased risk of autism and schizophrenia as well as bad birth outcomes. They looked at 40 million births and they linked it to paternal age. And they found that advanced paternal age, and this may come as a surprise to some of you guys who are delaying fatherhood, advanced paternal age is defined as being older than 35. Births from fathers of an advanced paternal age were found to be at a higher risk for adverse birth outcomes, such as low birth weight, seizures, and the need for ventilation immediately after birth. It wasn't like, you know, 5 times the risk or 10 times the risk, but it was slightly higher. For example, men who were 45 or older were 14% more likely to have a child born prematurely. Men 50 or older were 28% more likely to have a child that required admission to the neonatal intensive care unit. And the reason for that is that once a dad hits age 35, there's a slight increase in birth risk overall. With every year that a man ages, he accumulates on average 2 new mutations in the DNA of his sperm. And that could increase with poor diet, with smoking, with exposure to environmental toxins. Say you live in a polluted area or you eat a lot of food that is chemicalized or you work in a industry where you may be exposed to DNA damaging substances. That puts you at risk for a poor neonatal outcome. They also found that that there was an 18% increased likelihood to have a child born with seizures, 14% more likely to have, as I said, a low birth weight. If a father was 50 or older, the likelihood that the infant could need ventilation upon support upon birth increased by 10%. So, yeah, there are risks associated with delaying paternity. But we congratulate, you got the mojo to be a dad at 79? Well, yeah, okay. Go for it. I think Charlie Chaplin sired kids well into his 70s, perhaps even into his 80s. Okay. All right. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD, that's cannabidiol, to tonify the endocannabinoid system. And I found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. I use it personally. And the CBD brand that I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. I consider this one of the biggest breakthroughs in the world of supplements of the decade, that this stuff is now available. So CV Sciences is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC Free. Daily Balance is a daily use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Some people are very sensitive to THC. CBD helps me relax and sleep, but if there's a little THC in there, too much, I start to go into sort of a dream reverie, and it's almost like a bit of a hallucinatory state that delays the onset of sleep. So I like the Daily Balance THC-free product. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. They have a full range of products there, some with THC, some with minimal THC, various potencies, gel caps, as well as gummies. And combination products. Good stuff. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies. Check it out. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's see. We have something on a... I want to talk about depression rates in the U.S. Depression rates are soaring, and what has made things worse is that the pandemic has left people lonely, isolated, more reliant on social media, and school interruptions have played havoc on kids. And so, but this is a trend that was emerging well before COVID. Headline here from May 17th, 2023, U.S. depression rates reach new highs. According to a Gallup poll, the percentage of U.S. adults who report having been diagnosed with depression at some point in their lifetime has reached 29%. That's nearly 10 percentage points higher than just in 2015. That's just 8 years ago. So it has soared in recent years. The percentage of Americans currently have or are being treated for depression has also increased to 17.8%. That's up about 7 points over the same period. Both rates are the highest recorded by Gallup since it began measuring depression using the current form of data collection in 2015. So, and the statistics are skewed towards women and younger people. About a third of younger individuals have at some point been told that they have depression by a health professional. Over one-third of women, 36.7%. With men, the percentage is lower, and maybe simply because men seek help less than women. They may need the help, but they're just out there suffering in silence. So this is concerning, and amidst this comes a ray of hope, because recently we did an outstanding podcast with a couple, we actually did a couple of them, with nutritionally oriented psychiatrists. Psychiatrists who believe that nutrition can make a difference. And there's something called the MIND study, M-I-N-D, which demonstrates that a healthier diet, in this case a Mediterranean diet, anti-inflammatory, free of junk, less in the way of ultra-processed foods, protein and vegetables and complex slow-release carbohydrates, lots of fiber, that this diet had profound effects on mental health. And in another case, a little more radical application of diet, Dr. Chris Palmer has written a book called Brain Energy, in which he argues that a ketogenic diet could be the key to restoring mental health and balance. And I've seen it again and again with the patients who come to see me for depression. It's not an infrequent complaint. I get a lot of patients with heart problems, with cardiovascular disease, with digestive complaints, autoimmune disease. But many of my patients, along with their physical maladies, are suffering from depression and anxiety. And many of them benefit from diet change, especially a low-carbohydrate diet. And this new study, it's actually a survey of the research, a meta-analysis. They looked at 1,377 articles, and 48 of which passed muster because they had to be rigorous enough to qualify for eligibility. The study of studies is called Efficacy of Low Carbohydrate and Ketogenic Diets in Treating Mood and Anxiety Disorders, a Systematic Review and the Implications for Clinical Practice. And what they're saying here is that although it's preliminary and that the studies are limited, there are several studies that suggest possible beneficial effects of low carb, very low carb, or ketogenic diets on the brain. And we know from past experience that ketogenic diets can reduce the incidence of seizures in kids who are seizure prone and don't respond to medications. They're often put on keto diets, which are difficult to adhere to, but if you're having uncontrolled seizures, they can be devastating. And ketogenic diets have been found to be helpful in this population. And so applying the same logic to brain circuitry, mood problems may be a form of brain seizures, emotional seizures. And using a very low carbohydrate or ketogenic diet can change the way that brain uses fuel. Ordinarily, the brain is reliant on glucose, sugar in the blood. But sugar in the blood fluctuates. It can be high, it can be low, and brain function can be affected. But when you're on a ketogenic diet, it provides kind of a steady state of ketones, which may be better utilized by neurons in the brain and the emotional centers that may determine whether you're anxious or depressed. And this can have a stabilizing effect. And anecdotally, I will tell you, I see reports all the time on social media of people who said, I was suffering from this or that, the psychiatric disorder, even schizophrenia, obsessive compulsive disorder. And by adopting this type of diet, my symptoms were relieved or eliminated. You know, just astounding testimonials. So, nevertheless, they say robust studies are now needed to demonstrate efficacy, to identify clinical groups who may benefit. And whether a ketogenic diet, beyond just a low-carbohydrate diet, is required, you know, how low do you have to go? And to characterize adverse effects and the risk of relapse after diet discontinuation, because you kind of have to stick to the diet. You know, it's not like a short-term intervention. It's like, you know, you're good, you're on the diet, then you lapse, and the symptoms may come roaring back. But this is really now in the scientific literature, and it's being legitimized as a way to treat psychiatric disorders, because let's face it, you know, the medications that we have, limited efficacy, they're not a quick fix. Many people experience side effects. Maybe people don't experience relief or get only partial relief from anxiety, depression, other types of mood problems, schizophrenia, obsessive compulsive disorder, bipolar disorder. And we need a nutritional component in psychiatrists' offices. I'm absolutely convinced. 877-726-8255, our number. We're available. You can call us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including methyl action. Methyl action contains B vitamins in their active forms, promoting a vital process called methylation, which helps maintain normal homocysteine levels, supporting neurological, cardiovascular, eye, and bone health. Methyl action is a good choice for anyone who wants to support their overall health and well-being. It is especially beneficial for individuals wanting to keep their homocysteine levels within normal range and want to age gracefully. For more information and to order methyl action, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Methyl action.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Plenty were on display from volunteers and community members alike. Jeff Jewell, a longtime veterans advocate, made a brief request before food began to flow. He said, "Let's never forget those who have served their country and those who lost their lives so that we could be here today," he said to a chorus of amens. Lou Durfus, who has helmed the Thanksgiving meals for years, said he's grateful that renovations on the Veteran Hall are over. "We're glad to be back," he said. "It's been 10 months. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office, and you can pose a question or share a comment. A lot happening on the health front. Maybe you want to share something that you've experienced in terms of the benefits of natural or high-tech medicine, or maybe you got a complaint. 877-726-8255 is our number this hour and next. And there's a stinging indictment in The Lancet, which is the world's largest and most authoritative international medical journal, about the concerted efforts to make breastfeeding obsolete using commercial milk formula. Commercial milk formula is something that wasn't at all existent until the mid-19th century. Before that, it was all about breastfeeding, you know, natural way of feeding infants. And since then, there have been tremendous inroads by companies that make infant formula. They say that despite proven benefits, less than half of infants and young children globally are breastfed in accordance with the recommendations of the World Health Organization. In comparison, commercial milk formula sales have increased to about $55 billion annually, with more infants and young children receiving formula products than ever. And so they've issued a stinging rebuke of the marketing stratagems and erroneous information that's been disseminated over the decades and now has penetrated the scientific establishment, has propagandized doctors and general public alike to convince them of the convenience and equivalence and even superiority of substitutes for breast milk. Now, I'm not here, I'm not like a lactation Nazi, as is sometimes referred to. I think that's kind of a overheated term. But nonetheless, there are some people who are so vociferously about breastfeeding that they make women who can't breastfeed or do not want to breastfeed feel really guilty. And you can raise a normal child with formula. There's no question about it. But there are distinct health benefits that they may be deprived of. And in addition, there are benefits to the mother. There are benefits to the mother emotionally. There are benefits to the mother physically, reduced risk of breast cancer, even reduced risk of metabolic diseases like insulin resistance. It's a good thing. It's great for bonding emotionally. And so what they point out is that a lot of products are being marketed these days with deceptive claims, all without scientific foundation, that certain products are said to relieve fussiness and colic and improve infant sleep. And the science behind them is virtually non-existent. Also, certain products are said to reduce the risk for allergies, which is also without scientific foundation. Yes, there are some children who are allergic to dairy, cow's milk, but usually not to human milk. And sometimes adjustments in the mother's diet can make a difference in whether the kid is okay with the breast milk. Maybe reducing mom's consumption of cow dairy products or certain foods that the child might be allergic to can alleviate the problem. There are even products that claim to boost IQ with deceptive pictures showing babies wearing glasses, looking smart, and with text that shows E equals MC2, like you're going to make your kid a genius by giving them this super formula. And so they talk about all the propaganda that has been developed since these formulas were first developed in 1865 by a German chemist. And a lot of this has to do with industrialization and moving women into the workforce and not staying at home. It's convenient, you know, they can go back to the factory and work. And the problem is they've also really stepped up their activities to Africa, the Middle East, Asia, and the Americas to make folks distrust mother's milk. And that is really, really to the detriment of the health of kids and moms. So, big article in Lancet. They slam the lid on efforts to replace breastfeeding with substitutes. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We'll be right back. Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Hamas confirmed over the weekend one of its top commanders in Gaza was killed.
Hamas is announcing the death of Ahmed Al-Gandour, who is in charge of northern Gaza and a member of its top military council. He's the highest-ranking militant known to have been killed in the fighting with Israel. According to the Washington-based counter-extremism project, Al-Gandour is believed to have been around 56 years old and survived at least three attempts on his life. Hamas says he was killed along with three other senior militants, including Ayman Siam, who Israel claims was in charge of Hamas. Hamas's rocket-firing unit. The Israeli military says it's killed thousands of militants, including several mid-ranking commanders. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas back on track over the weekend as the militant group freed 17 more hostages, including 14 Israelis and the first American, a four-year-old girl with dual Israeli citizenship. In turn, Israel released 39 Palestinian prisoners. Americans are divided over the amount of aid the U.S. is sending to Ukraine.
45% of those surveyed think the U.S. government is spending too much on aid to Ukraine in the war against Russia. According to the AP-NORC poll, more than one-third of adults say the current spending is about the right amount. In Congress, conservative Republicans are rebuffing efforts from President Biden to approve additional assistance for Ukraine. Since last month, the White House has been asking lawmakers to pass more than $61 billion in new aid for the Ukrainians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Retail executives are bracing for a possible spending slowdown through the holidays. American consumers continue to face pressure from dwindling savings, increased credit card debt, and stubborn inflation. In fact, shoppers cut their buying in October, ending six straight months of gains. Walmart said it noticed shoppers cutting back last month. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Diabetes.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Attempts to rescue the 41 workers stuck in a collapsed tunnel in northern India once again over the weekend hampered.
Rescuers have been working by hand to remove debris after the drilling machine they were using broke down a day earlier. The machine, known as the Auger, stopped working as it made its way through the debris of rock, stone and metal. The operation was halted as rescuers tried to rethink how best to free the men. Arnold Dix, an international expert assisting the rescue team at the accident site, said it's unclear when the drilling will be able to start again.
The machine is busted. So, it's irreparable. It is destructive.
Workers have been trapped since November the 12th, when a landslide caused a portion of the 2.8-mile tunnel they were building to collapse. I'm Karen Chamas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A shooting incident in New England may have international repercussions.
Police say three young men of Palestinian descent who were attending a Thanksgiving gathering were shot and wounded near the University of Vermont campus. Police in Burlington are searching for the suspect, described as a white man. Police say it appears to be a hate crime. All three victims are hospitalized, listed in stable condition. Jason Walker reporting.
Four people shot to death in what deputies say appears to be a campsite for homeless people. Sampson County Sheriff's Department says the initial review of the scene indicates that someone killed three people, then took their own life. Authorities say two men and two women were found dead around a tent at the end of a private road. Investigators still trying to determine how the shootings unfolded. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post 9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible with support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we, because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and this time we begin with a Thanksgiving-themed episode of The Great Gildersleeve. And then later we keep with the Turkey Day celebration with one from Baby Snooks. Harold Perry first played Gildersleeve on the Fibber McGee and Molly program beginning in the late 1930s. His portrayal of Fibber's blowhard neighbor proved so popular that the network NBC and a new sponsor, Kraft Foods, would take a chance on a brand new idea. It was called a spinoff. Hard to believe in today's television culture where everything successful spawns imitators and, yes, spinoffs, that when The Great Gildersleeve grew out of Fibber McGee and Molly beginning in August of 41, it was the very first radio spinoff. Perry once again was Gildy, and he was surrounded by a great supporting cast, including Lorene Tuttle and Walter Tetley, as niece and nephew Marjorie and Leroy. Lillian Randolph was the maid Bertie Lee Coggins, and his new nemesis replacing Fibber was Judge Horace Hooker, as voiced by Earl Ross. In this patriotic first Gildersleeve Thanksgiving episode, listen also for Hans Conried and announcer Jim Bannon. It's from November 16th, 1941.
Kraft presents The Great Gildersleeve. Yeah. He Each week at this time from Hollywood, California, Kraft presents Harold Perry as the Great Gildersleeve, written by Leonard L. Levinson. We'll hear from the Great Gildersleeve in just a moment. But first, remember the saying, an army marches on its stomach? Well, nowadays, battles are won not by armies alone, but by entire populations. For total defense, we all must have plenty of the right kind of food. That means wholesome, nourishing food. Food that produces the energy we use up in hard work and play. That's why Parquet margarine, the quality margarine made by Kraft, should be an important item on your shopping list. Because Parquet margarine is an economical source of important food elements we all need. Parquet margarine not only has delicious flavor that makes it a favorite for table use, baking, and pan frying, Parquet margarine is a highly nutritious food, one of the best energy foods you can serve. What's more, every pound of Parquet contains 9,000 units of important vitamin A. So why not give your family the benefits of this wholesome, nourishing food? And start serving them Parquet margarine now. They'll like its flavor. You'll know it's good for them. So tomorrow, ask your dealer for Parquet. P-A-R-K-A-Y. And now let's visit our friend, the Great Gildersleeve.
Well, my goodness, Bertie. The ashtrays are all empty for once. What is this, some special occasion?
For me it is, Mr. Gildersleeve. I'd like to have the evening off.
Oh, is this your night to leave early?
No, sir. But I'd sort of like to get an advance on next week's night off.
Oh, any reason why not, Marjorie?
Oh, not at all. Go ahead, Bertie.
Thanks. I wouldn't ask, only we've got spectacular things tonight down at our lodge.
Oh.
That's the mysterious and bewildering orders of the daughters of Cleopatra.
Yeah, Bertie's the head sphinx.
Not no more, Leroy. I'm now the exhausted ruler of the pyramid.
Ew.
I've been promoted.
Yeah, I see. Does that make you the head man?
No, sir. I'm practically a stowaway on the royal barge of the ancient Nile.
Yes.
And ahead of me comes the major domus of the outer chamber of the inner sanctum.
Yes.
Then the chief searcher in the bulrushes for the daughters of Pharaoh.
Oh, yes.
And above her comes the royal rejecter of delinquent daughters.
Yes. Well, isn't there a queen, Bertie?
Mr. Gildersleeve and our organization, every gal's a queen.
Oh, my pardon.
Well, what are you holding tonight, Bertie? An initiation?
No, ma'am. It's the red, white, and blue fish fry in order of, to honor a group of our visiting soldier boys.
Oh, yeah.
The daughters of Cleopatra is all 100% Americans.
Well, that's a fine thing, Bertie, entertaining your soldier friends.
Yes, sir. We've even hired a military jitterbug band.
Mm.
The brown-skinned boogie-woogie Bugle Boys.
Well, go right ahead. And if you want to take anything from the pantry for the fish fry, help yourself, Bertie.
Yes.
You may want to broil a couple of cans of sardines.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Mr. Gilson.
Yeah, that's all right.
Say, Unc, you know something?
Leroy, I wish you wouldn't keep using that expression. Of course I know something, but what is it?
Well, I was reading in the paper where there's going to be about 1,000 soldiers in Summerfield over Thanksgiving.
Yes?
Well, let me see. Yeah, here it is.
Well, city will play host to 32nd Regiment Thursday. USO urges all citizens to invite Army men to dinner.
That's what I mean. Can we have a soldier for our Thanksgiving dinner, Uncle Mort?
Leroy, you sound like a cannibal.
Oh. Leroy. You mean, can we invite a soldier to come to dinner?
Yes, and I think it's a splendid idea.
Oh, then we're going to have one?
Why, of course. When I think of all those boys, many of them so far away from home, it takes me back to the lonesome Thanksgiving I spent in an Army hospital back in 1918.
Gee, Unc, I never knew you were wounded.
Well, it's something I never talk about.
Well, what happened to you, Uncle Maud?
I was kicked by a mule.
Where were you kicked, Uncle?
In the customary place. That mule kicked me so high they gave me a pilot's license. I spent 3 weeks in bed, flat on my stomach. In those days, I had a flat stomach. But remember, kiddies, never mention a word of this to anybody. It's still a painful subject. Even now, I twitch when I pass a mule.
Gee, Uncle Mort, where did this happen, in France?
No, Leroy, in Missouri. I was buying mules for the Army. Sort of talent scout for jackasses. Yeah. Well, anyway, I got 9,000 of them before one of them got me.
Say, I never knew you knew anything about mules.
Oh, yes, Leroy. I had quite an asinine education. Yeah, but that was a long time ago. Let's forget it, children.
Yes. Does that paper say how we go about inviting a soldier for dinner?
Inviting? Let me see. Yes, here it is. Patriotic families who wish to share their Thanksgiving dinner with members of the Army are requested to be at Bacon Square, opposite the City Hall, before noon Thursday to pick up their dinner guests. The Army men will be bivouacked at the square.
What's bivouacked, Uncle?
A bivouac is a place where barking dogs are cooled off in pup tents. Yes, I got to remember that. Also that word.
Well, then it's very simple.
Huh?
Just one more for dinner, Thursday.
Yeah.
You can drive down in the morning and pick up one of the boys, Uncle.
Gee, that's going to be keen.
We better ask Bertie if it's all right with her first, though. Oh, Bertie!
Yes, it's all right with me.
That woman's wasting her time as a cook. She'd get a job as an airplane detector.
Say, I have a better idea. Let's have a real celebration. We'll get a couple of extra turkeys and invite 8 or 10 boys.
8 or 10? Won't that be too much trouble, Marjorie?
Oh, no. I'll ask some of my girlfriends to come over.
Girlfriends? By all means. That'll be jolly for the soldiers, too.
Oh, gee, Unc, the whole idea sounded great till you brought in the girls. Do we have to have girls?
Why not, Leroy?
Yes, what's wrong with them?
Jeepers, don't you think those soldiers are doing enough for their country as it is without wasting their day off with a bunch of silly girls?
And in conclusion, fellow citizens of Summerfield, let me urge you once more on the eve of Thanksgiving to open your hearts and your homes tomorrow to the soldiers visiting our fair city. Yep. Quit popping your bubble gum, Leroy, especially while I'm rehearsing my radio speech.
Oh, I'm sorry, Unc. I'm doing it unconscious.
Yes, I'm sure you are. Young man, if you keep playing with your gum that way, someday you're going to have a blowout. And remember, you haven't got a spare face.
Finish your talk, please, Uncle Moore.
Well, I don't need to rehearse it anymore, Marjorie. I know that speech backwards.
You do? Let's hear it. I bet it sounds even better backwards.
Yep. Leroy, you keep that up and you're going to get some applause backwards.
You know, I think it's wonderful of you, Uncle Mort, to go on the air tonight and urge everyone to entertain the soldiers.
Well, people have always told me I should be on the radio. They say I sound just like that fellow who used to be with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Oh, that's probably some of the girls now.
Oh, wonderful.
Let's go.
Oh,
girls!
Oh, yeah. Cute, aren't they?
Uncle Mort, I want you to meet Betty Wilkins and Mildred Sherman.
Hello, lovely
friends you have, Margie. You should invite them here oftener. Much oftener.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Not at all, my dear. I've always had an eye for redheads.
But Uncle Mort, last year she was a blonde.
I see. She's got a convertible top.
Mr. Gildersleeve, all of us girls think you're simply too tremendous starting these soldier parties.
He ain't so tremendous. It's that suit he's wearing.
Well, I like him just the way he is, especially that straight military bearing. Yeah. After all, he was an Army man, you know.
He was?
Mm-hmm.
What branch of the service were you in?
You flew, didn't you?
For a short time.
What kind of a plane did you use?
A plane? It's an old Jenny.
You were wounded, too, weren't you?
Oh, dear. Whereabouts were you wounded, Major Gildersleeve? At the front?
No, it was in the...
Leroy.
I was just going to tell him it was in the middle of...
Leroy!
But, Uncle, you told me yourself you were wounded right smack in the middle of Missouri.
Oh. Yes, that's right, in Jefferson City, Mo.
But even so, you were lucky to have recovered.
Yes, everybody said I had a horseshoe in my hip pocket. I didn't get rid of it either till they operated.
Well, what were you doing in the Army when you weren't flying, Major?
Well, I was sort of a recruiting officer. Yes, I brought more than 9,000 recruits into the field artillery alone. I got a kick out of it, too.
I imagine that must have been a lot of fun.
A fun? Well, only at the beginning, my dear. I got awfully tired in the end.
Uncle, huh? Isn't it time for you to go to the radio station?
By George, you're right, Marjorie. Leroy, you want to come along?
Well, I'd like to, Uncle, but I got a little surprise of my own for tomorrow. I'm going over to Piggy Banks' house.
Oh, say, while you're there, Leroy, remind Piggy's sister Penny about coming tomorrow.
Do you mean that Piggy Banks has a sister named Penny Banks?
Yes. She was named after Aunt Penelope, who lived in Indiana. Abby is one of the...
Don't tell me, Marjorie, I know. One of the Banks of the Wabash.
To me your bugle.
Oh, I don't know, Meatball. What you want with it?
I need it for Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Oh, you got the wrong instrument. On Thanksgiving, you play with drumsticks. Now beat it.
Oh, for corn's sake. Look, Pig, the reason I want it is because we're going to have a lot of soldiers for dinner.
So what? We're having our cousin Rockwell. He's a city alderman.
Oh, what's a measly old alderman? My uncle used to be a big shot in the Army. A major in the Missouri Mules.
What you mean?
Oh, well, that's what they called his outfit. Say, he recruited the toughest, meanest, frightenest outfit that ever come out of Missouri.
What kind of outfit was it?
A field artillery. You know, the cannoneers with hairy ears.
Do they really have hairy ears?
Oh, brother.
I still can't see that this got anything to do with borrowing my bugle.
Gee, you're dumb. I gotta make these soldiers feel at home so they can enjoy the turkey dinner. I'm going to blow mess call on your bugle.
Oh, I get you. That's a keen idea, Meatball.
Now will you lend it to me?
Sure.
Well, now there's only one thing I got to do.
What's that?
I got to learn how to play a bugle.
My, those turkeys sure look good, Bertie. You don't happen to have a spare leg, do you?
No, sir, but I sure could use one with all the running around I've got to do.
No, Bertie, I mean a spare turkey leg.
No, sir. I ain't going to subdivide none of them birds before the zero hour.
Oof.
And when I serve them, they're going to be intact. A thing of beauty and a joy for about 2 minutes.
Yeah. How about some stuffing, then?
Nobody's going to do no stuffing no how till everybody does.
Yes.
And that includes stuffing yourself with stuffed olives, too.
Oh, yeah. You're talking to me?
Yes, sir. I've hardly got enough olives now to spell out Welcome 32nd Regiment in the mashed potatoes.
Huh?
You know, people have been coming to the door all morning asking for soldiers for dinner just because you went on the radio last night.
Yeah, but I told them to go down to Bacon Square. Jumping jeeps? What's that?
Oh, it sounded like it came from the living room.
Well, it can't be anything serious. Then again, maybe it can. I'll find out right away. Leroy! What are you doing?
Learn how to blow a mess call, Unc.
Was that mess call? Sounded more like a moose call.
Won't those soldiers be surprised when they hear me blowing the bugle?
Yeah, and won't you, too?
Oh, gee, give me a little time. All I need is practice.
Yeah?
I heard in school that Grace Moore practices 6 hours a day.
Yeah, a lot of good it does her. I bet she still can't play the bugle. Well, it's a sweet thought, Leroy, even if your music is sour. Oh, there's a doorbell. I'll get it, folks. Yes?
Excuse me, please. Is this the gentleman who was speaking last night by the radio from Soldiers for Thanksgiving?
Yes, madam.
Well, permit me to introduce myself. Mrs. Shapiro, glad to meet you.
How do you do, Mrs. Shapiro? Glad to meet you. What can I do for you?
Well, I got right now in the oven a nice young kosher turkey, and I am wanting a soldier who is likewise.
Ew. I'm sorry, Mrs. Shapiro, but I haven't anything to do with these soldiers officially. You'll find them down at Bacon Square.
Please! If the soldier boy I'm looking for is at Bacon Square, then he's not the soldier boy I'm looking for. No. Goodbye!
Look,
Huh?
You started downtown yet? You better get going. It's almost 12.
Oh, all right, just as soon as I get my coat and hat. And Leroy. Leroy, come on if you're going downtown with me.
Okay, Aunt, here I come.
Oh, stop that for a little. Young man, what are you doing swimming around in my old army uniform?
Gee, Unc, that's part of the surprise. How do I look?
You and the mothballs look fine.
Oh, girls, come in here and see Leroy.
Looks cute at that.
Look, he's got Unc's uniform on, and it's all pinned up.
Isn't it cute the way the britches almost reach to the floor and
back? Oh, Major Gildersleeve, why don't you put it on?
Oh, I'm sorry, girls. But I couldn't get into that uniform if it were three times as big as it is now and I was twice as small as I am. Which would still be half again as large as the suit would be if it were double the size of what it is now, which it isn't, thank goodness, because if it was, I'd have to wear it, and I can't because it doesn't fit.
Time for a short break on the Great Gildersleeve, but we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Reef Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
And now back to Harold Perry in the Great Gildersleeve on When Radio Was.
Leroy, with all those girls coming over to our house this afternoon, I'm going to have to ask for about 12 soldiers instead of 8.
Oh, that'll be super, Unc.
Huh?
Say, look at all those tents. Gee, where are all the soldiers?
Oh, they must be inside.
Say, you don't think they've all been invited out already, do you?
Leroy, you get the most fantastic ideas. Hello, where is everybody? How do you knock on a pup tent?
There's nobody in here, Unc.
Oh, my goodness, nobody home. Leroy, get away from that cannon before it goes off and takes you with it. Why did we wait so long? If all these pup tents are empty, I'm certainly going to be in the doghouse.
Hank, come on. Here comes a soldier. Shall we invite him?
Yes, of course. Soldier?
Yeah?
How would you like to come over to my house for dinner now?
Oh, I don't know.
We're going to have a...
Hey, wait a minute. You leave this boy alone. He's coming home to dinner with me.
Is that so? Don't you try to rustle my recruit. I saw him first.
Oh, no, you didn't. I saw him first.
You did not. I saw him at least 20 seconds before you did.
Mister, I saw this boy 20 years before you did. He's my son.
You...
Come on, boy. Mom's waiting.
Yeah, Mom's waiting. Oh, my goodness. Leroy, if I don't bring back a bevy of boys for that gang of girls, my goose will be cooked instead of my turkeys.
Hey, let's look in this big tent. Maybe somebody's here.
Huh?
Oh, hello, mister.
Hello.
This is the mess tent, Leroy. Hello, Sergeant. Leroy, this is the mess sergeant. Where can I find some of your boarders, Sergeant?
They've deserted me. And after I've been working my fingers to the bone over a hot stove all morning.
Oh.
You mean they've all been invited to homes already?
Everybody, including my dishwasher.
Oh, Leroy, we're sunk.
You're sunk? What about me? 50 gallons of the finest turkey a la king made from a special recipe created by Prudence Penny. 20 dozen dainty Parker House rolls that couldn't be topped by Parker House himself. And 32 mince pies made out of the tenderest part of the mince.
Yeah. Well, I can sympathize with you, Sergeant, but maybe you can help us.
How?
Well, it just so happens that we've gotten ourselves into something of a mess, Sergeant. We have 3 turkeys and almost a dozen beautiful girls at our house, just waiting to entertain some soldiers.
Yeah, you should see the cookies that are waiting for the rookies.
You'd have a wonderful time at our house, Sarge. How about taking off that apron and coming with us?
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm on duty.
Yeah?
Like the captain of a ship, everybody else can leave. But I gotta get down with me pots.
Gee, that's too bad. Come on, Unc.
Before you go, I got just one slight request I'd like to make. Would you please take a taste of my turkey a la king?
Well, I don't think I...
Oh, come on. Huh? Just one teensy-weensy little taste.
Well,
just so I didn't labor all morning in vain. Here.
You're conscientious, isn't he, Leroy? Well, thank you.
You have some, son?
Thank you, but it has spoiled my appetite for dinner. And I've been saving this appetite for a week.
How do you like it, mister?
Well, I think I'll have a little more.
Oh, no, Uncle Mort. Come on, we gotta dig up some soldiers.
Yeah, you're right, Leroy. Are you sure you won't come with us, Sarge?
No, buddy. Duty is duty. And besides, the colonel would be sure to catch me if I sneaked out.
Oh, the colonel. I'll bet he's got a few soldiers up his sleeve. Where can I find him?
Way over there at the other end of the square, sitting in his tent.
Yes, yes. Well, come on, Leroy. We'll lay our troubles in his lap.
Yes, yes, I'm Colonel Atterbury. What can I do for you?
Colonel, my name is Gildersleeve.
Oh, yes, very unusual name. What can I do for you?
Colonel? I have a lovely big home, a wonderful cook, and a dozen of the sweetest girls in Summerfield.
What, no boys?
No, that's the trouble. No boys. We get all prepared to entertain 10 or 12 soldiers at dinner today, and when I come down to pick them up, what do I find? No soldiers. Not a single solitary rear rank third assistant, but private.
Well, I'm sorry.
Sorry, he gargles. By George, this is a pretty pickle for our army to get itself caught over a barrel into.
Yeah, and after I've been practicing mess calls all day, too.
Yes, the poor little fellow almost blew his brains out.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Mr. Gildersleeve. So I think I know you from someplace.
Huh? Yes?
Yes, I can't place your face, but your manners are awfully familiar.
Yeah.
Well, never mind. As soon as some of our men return, I'll send them out to your house.
Sure. Huh? That's just the old brush off. I'm just stubborn enough to stay right
stubborn.
Here.
Stubborn? That's it. I've got it. Huh? Mules. That's where I know you from. You were stuck again, Gildersleeve. The officer who bought more bad mules than the whole artillery could shake a stick at.
Why, you... Don't pay any attention to the way he jokes, Leroy. Great kidders, these army men. Well, Colonel, now that you recognize me, I hope you'll trot out some suitable recruits for us to take home.
Gildersleeve, I've got just the right detachment for you.
Wonderful. Who are they?
Some old friends of yours.
Huh?
A whole corral full of mules that just love to be your guests.
Come on, Leroy.
Whoa.
Let's get out of here.
What am I laughing at? Darn it. Wish he'd invited me to go to dinner today.
Leroy, you better run along home now and tell the girls I'll bring back some soldiers if I have to call out the Marines.
Okay, Unc, where are you going now?
I'm going to try the USO headquarters. And if you see any soldiers on the way home, grab them, even if they're wearing Civil War uniforms.
I'll do my best, Uncle Mort. See you when you get home.
Yeah, all right, Leroy. Look who's standing on the corner. Well, hello, Judge Hooker.
Hello, Gildersleeve.
What's wrong? You look as though you've lost your last friend. But, of course, I know that happened years ago.
Gildersleeve, I'll thank you to keep your nose out of my business.
I'll be only too glad to. What are you doing hanging around street corners?
Well, it's a long story.
Huh?
I happened to turn on the radio at home last night, and there was a fellow urging everyone to invite a soldier to dinner.
Oh, he did.
That speaker. Huh? There's a man. The way he told every citizen to do his duty by our new army was stirring and inspirational.
It was, eh?
Yes. Why, the first thing I did this morning was phone the best restaurant in town and order the most expensive turkey dinner out to my house. I was going to invite a soldier to share it. That's the effect that speaker had on me.
Well, where is your soldier?
Well, that's where the trouble comes in.
Huh?
People at the USO headquarters tell me that there would have been plenty of them to go around if this radio speaker hadn't wrecked all their plans by urging everybody in town to come down after a soldier.
Oh, my goodness. So that was it. Of all the numbskull notions.
Not a word against that man, Gildersleeve.
Huh?
He made a wonderful impression on me.
Yeah.
Clean cut. Vibrant personality.
Uh-huh.
One of nature's noblemen, I should judge. Wish I could meet him someday.
Would you really want to?
Yes.
Well, then shake hands.
Oh, you'd like to meet him, too.
Good gracious, no, I am him.
What?
Yeah.
You? Why, you hypocritical hippopotamus.
What?
No, that's wrong of me. I've misjudged you, Gildersleeve.
Well, I... Yes, I've misjudged you too, Judge Hooker. I never thought you had a heart under that old thick hide of yours.
No?
No. I just thought your blood circulated because you brought it to a boil so often.
What are you doing roaming the streets on Thanksgiving afternoon, Gildy?
Same thing as you are, Hooker. Looking for some military men to fight their way through a couple of 20-pound turkeys.
Well, suppose we do our hunting together, Gildy, old pal.
Why not, old chum? After all, this is Thanksgiving Day, and we should treat each other like human beings for change.
Splendid. That goes for me, too. At least for today.
Yeah, well, come on. You work this side of the street, and I'll take the other side.
All right.
Oh, boy. Wait a moment.
What is it?
Look, here comes the young fellow in uniform now. And I saw him first.
Yes, that's so. Hey, son, come here.
Stop that, you double-crossing little bot fly.
Young man, how'd you like a delicious turkey dinner?
Huh? Who, me?
Yes, he wants you to come up to my house.
I don't either. I'm in my house. I've got a great big turkey just for two of us.
We got four turkeys at our house, and we'll give you a whole one for yourself, son.
Oh, gee whiz, I couldn't eat that much. And besides, I'm supposed to report to USO headquarters.
They're closed for the day, Corporal. Come on out to my house.
Oh, but I'm not a corporal.
Of course not, Sergeant. Now, my car's right over here. So if you'll excuse us, Judge.
Nope. Come this way with me, Lieutenant.
You wouldn't like it at his place, Captain.
Oh, now, gentlemen, please, let go of me. Hey, you're tearing my uniform.
Let go of the Major's uniform. Yeah. Let's trot along.
Okay, if you want to get indigestion, now my turkey is...
His turkey is as old as he is and just as tough.
Hey, I wish somebody would tell me what this is all about.
Don't let him confuse you, son. I'll take you to a movie after dinner.
A movie? We're going to have dancing at our house. You'll have 12 beautiful hostesses to dance with.
Oh, who wants to dance on a full stomach?
You do, don't you, son?
Well, gee, I don't know. I never learned.
No time like right after dinner. Come on, that's my car right over there.
Of all the low-down, backbiting, double-dyed, unscrupulous louses, I've had enough. Come back here, young man.
Who, me?
Yes, you. I'm going to start off entertaining you this afternoon by making this fat worm fold up like a roadmap. Here, hold my coat.
I'll be very glad to. No, I won't. Now, see here, Hooker. You point a pinky at me, and I'll beat the daylights out of you and then back in again.
Hey, gee, aren't you two fellas a little too old for this sort of thing?
Yep. You keep out of this. Who invited you to... Say, I invited you. Come on, let's go home.
No, you don't, Gildersleeve. I'm going to knock you colder than an Eskimo mother-in-law's kiss.
Why? You old... Oh. What's the use of quarreling like this? If you've got your heart set on taking this young man home, Judge, I won't stand in your way.
Yeah, but haven't I anything to say?
No. Gildersleeve, do you mean this?
Yes, Judge. Go on, get your car. Hurry up now before I change my mind.
All right. You just wait right here, soldier. I'll be back in a jiffy, and then we'll have a wonderful dinner.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving, Gildy.
Gee whiz, mister. You got me all confused. Do I have to have dinner with that other gentleman?
With that old goat? Of course not.
Huh?
Wait till he turns the corner. All right, come on. Now run like anything.
But the judge went that way.
I know that. My car is this way. Hurry up, boy.
Huh?
There they are now. Come on, girls. Let's go to the front door. Come on. Bertie, get things ready. Leroy, there's your cue.
Yeah, well, well. Here we are at last. Step right in, son, and meet everybody.
Gee, thanks.
Girls, this is Jerry Arnold, Private Jerry Arnold of the United States Army.
Oh, no, sir.
Oh, you're not a private?
Oh, no, sir. I'm not even in the Army.
What? You're not?
Why, no, sir. I'm a Boy Scout.
Oh!
The great Gildersleeve will be with us again in a few minutes. But right now, whether you celebrate Thanksgiving next Thursday or the week after, there's one thing that's the same everywhere. Yes, that turkey's going to taste mighty good with all its trimmings and fixings. And we all want to remember that we Americans still have plenty to be thankful for. And another thing that's certain, if you make your Thanksgiving cakes and pastries and cookies with parquet margarine, you're going to get plenty of compliments on their downright good taste. You see, the delicious flavor that makes parquet margarine so popular for table use makes it wonderful for baking, too. Yes, as sure as parquet is a delicious spread, it's a genuine flavor shortening, too, not a bland, tasteless fat. Parquet adds flavor to pan-fried foods, too, and it doesn't spatter or stick to the pan. So serve parquet margarine at the table. Use it for baking and pan-frying, too. Remember, you can use all you want, because parquet margarine is economical and good for your family. Yes, parquet margarine is a wholesome, nourishing energy food and a reliable source of vitamin A. So right now, add parquet margarine to your shopping list. Remember, it's parquet, P-A-R-K-A-Y.
Sorry, our time's up. Happy Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
Original music heard on this program was composed and conducted by William Randolph. For the further adventures of the great Gildersleeve, this is the National Broadcasting Company.
That was the very first Thanksgiving episode of The Great Gildersleeve, originally broadcast on November 16th, 1941. The series, a spinoff of Fibber McGee and Molly, had debuted on NBC 3 months earlier. It would continue for the next 16 years on radio, although for the final seven, after Harold Perry departed, his sound-alike Willard Waterman played the role. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Win Radio Was, we continue this Thanksgiving theme with a quarter-hour episode of the comedy series Baby Snooks and Daddy. We'll be right back.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care?
Fall head over heels with Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs, a 3-CD collection of 75 classic love songs brought to you by MusicRewind.com.
Writing love letters in the sand.
Darling, you sent me.
Whisper sweet nothings while listening to the original recordings of legendary performers from the 50s, including Tony Bennett, Elvis Presley, Perry Como, Patti Page, Nat King Cole, Dean Martin, Doris Day, Buddy Holly, and many more.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin.
Order Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code LOVE77.
Somewhere along the way, take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise.
Go to MusicRewind.com to get Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs, today for just $19.98 or call 855-798-5556. Use promo code LOVE77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember, promo code LOVE77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host,
Pat Miller.
On the Pat Miller Show a few weeks back, we talked about AI influencers, make-believe people who are building a following on the social networks. Why? Well, it's because they're really good-looking. We talked about what it takes to get big online. We boiled it down to a choice, either get hot or get real. If you're already hot, good for you. But if you're not, like me, you gotta get real. Be authentic. Share what you're struggling with. Share what you're excited with, and people will gravitate to you. Being yourself is a simple strategy, but when you do, your followers will sense it, and you'll see your social media platforms grow.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and time now for a November 21st, 1940 Thanksgiving episode of Baby Snooks, starring Fanny Bryce with Hanley Stafford as Daddy.
And now, with the magic touch of radio, we transport you all to the home of Baby Snooks.
Well, Snooks, it's bedtime.
I'm sleepy, Daddy.
Just the same, you've got to go to bed.
Why?
Because everybody has to sleep. It's impossible to burn the candle at both ends.
Which candle?
No candle. It's just an allegorical expression.
Let's burn it, Daddy.
Snooks, there's nothing to burn.
Why?
When you hear of a person burning the candle at both ends, he hasn't really got a candle and he's not burning either end.
Is he burning in the middle?
No, it's just a symbolic phrase. Now, come on. You've had a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner. You've played with your toys. Now it's time to go to sleep.
I want some more turkey.
More turkey?
Yeah, from both ends.
Now, look here, Snooks. If you eat another mouthful of turkey, you'll burst.
Will I?
Certainly. You weigh enough to feed an army. One more piece and you'd positively explode.
Well, give me a piece and hide behind the door.
No, no more turkey.
I want some more turkey.
It'll poison you.
I want some poison.
Don't try to bribe me. Get your things off, Snooks.
I don't want.
Oh, please. Here's the wishbone. You can have this.
There's no turkey on it.
Well, you can make a wish with it. You take one end and I'll take the other. And whoever gets the largest piece gets a wish. Come on. Pull.
All right. I got it, Daddy.
Fine. Now you can have whatever you wish for.
Can I?
Yes. What did you wish for?
More turkey.
All right, you little glutton. I'll give you some more turkey.
Would you give me some white meat?
Yes, I'll give you some white meat.
I don't like white meat.
All right, then I'll give you some dark meat.
I don't want no dark meat.
Well, for heaven's sake, what do you want?
Cranberry sauce.
Now, that's enough, Snooks. I'm not going to let you drive me crazy tonight.
Why?
Because this is one day of the year I don't want to have to spank you. It's Thanksgiving, and we should all be joyful.
When is it Christmas?
After Thanksgiving.
I want Christmas to come first.
Well, you can't change the holidays around.
What's a holiday?
Well, people make holidays to celebrate big events.
Mm-hmm.
George Washington's birthday is a holiday. Lincoln's birthday is a holiday.
How did they get born on holiday?
They didn't get born on holidays.
You said they did.
No, no. They were born on ordinary days, but they became so famous that people celebrate their birthdays as holidays. Take George Washington, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people celebrate his birthday and not mine?
Because he never told a lie.
No. Because he was a famous president and I'm just a non-entity. I'm nothing at all. Just another drab, colorless human piece of flotsam.
I think you're wonderful, Daddy.
Thanks. Oh, well, at any rate, people make those holidays and we all celebrate them. It gives little girls like you a chance to stay home from school. Is that clear?
It's clear. Daddy.
What?
I ain't going to school tomorrow.
Why not?
Because I just made a holiday.
You made a holiday?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to celebrate?
My pussycat's birthday.
Oh, ridiculous. A national holiday is only for a great event. What did your pussycat do that calls for a holiday?
She had six kittens.
Well, there's nothing remarkable about that.
Could you do it?
Now, listen, Soaks. I'm trying to explain to you that a national holiday must be some great occasion, like Thanksgiving Day.
What's Thanksgiving Day, Daddy?
Well, if you'll get undressed and get into bed, I'll tell you the whole story.
All right.
Well, to begin with, some states celebrate Thanksgiving a week earlier than others.
Why?
I don't know. You'll have to ask the president.
Call him up, Daddy.
No, not now. Thanksgiving used to be the last Thursday in November. That's the day when the pilgrims landed in America.
They landed last Thursday?
Yes.
I want to see them.
No, you can't see them.
Why?
Because they're all dead. They started out for America over 300 years ago.
And they just got here Thursday?
No, they didn't get here last Thursday. They got here in 1776. It was over 300 years ago that they arrived.
Who did?
The pilgrims. So now we celebrate their arrival by killing a turkey. And everybody's supposed to be thankful.
The turkey too?
Turkeys don't know about Thanksgiving. We use the turkey as a symbol because that's the first food the pilgrims found.
This is Baby Snooks on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
And now back to Fanny Bryce as Baby Snooks on When Radio Was.
Who's the pilgrims?
The people who first came here. They landed on Plymouth Rock.
The turkey?
No, the pilgrims on Plymouth Rock.
Who's he?
Who's he? Yeah. Plymouth Rock, the rock they landed on.
Who did the rock land on?
The rock didn't land on anybody. They landed on the rock.
Who landed?
The pilgrims.
Ah. Why?
Because they've been traveling on the ocean for over 6 weeks, and they were practically...
Who traveled?
The pilgrims! And that's why they were happy when they landed at Plymouth Rock. That's over 300 years ago. The name of the boat was the Mayflower.
Were you with them, Daddy?
Oh, of course not. Do I look that old?
I don't know.
Well, I wasn't with them. But I'm proud to say my forefathers were.
Did you have forefathers, Daddy?
Certainly. Everybody has forefathers.
Me too?
Yes.
Where's the other three?
Oh, don't start that. I'm talking about my ancestors. My forebears.
Your ancestors had forebears?
Sure.
How many bears did your uncle have?
My uncle didn't have any bears. Nobody had any bears. My ancestors were my forebears. Understand?
Understand.
Well, what do I mean?
Your aunt had four sisters, and they were all bears.
That's right. Now go to sleep.
Now finish your thought.
Not if you're going to keep interrupting me. Will you be quiet?
Uh-huh.
All right. After the pilgrims landed on the rock, they went and found a clearing in the woods. They built cabins. But pretty soon, all their food supplies gave out. They were about to starve. Mm-hmm. When one of the pilgrims rushed in with a thing we all eat now for Thanksgiving. You know what that was?
Mm-hmm. The rock.
No, it was a turkey!
Well, who ate the rock?
Snooks! I just told you Plymouth Rock is where they landed, that's all.
Well, where is it?
Snooks! Could it be possible you don't know where Plymouth Rock is? Could that be?
Could be.
Well, I guess that makes you the only child in America who doesn't know that. That's really a distinction.
Am I wonderful, Daddy?
You're incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Why, Plymouth Rock is in... Don't they teach you anything in that broken-down school?
Well, where is Plymouth Rock, Daddy?
It's in Maine or Denver or one of those eastern states. I think. It doesn't matter. Now say your prayers and go to sleep.
All right, Daddy. Dear angels, I want to thank you for my wonderful daddy and my mommy and my little brother and for all the turkey, too. And I hope all the poor little children get plenty of Thanksgiving dinner like me. And please, dear angels, make Plymouth Rock be in Idaho.
Why, Snooks, what kind of a strange request is that?
Well, yesterday we had to write a composition about Thanksgiving.
Yes?
And that's what I put on my paper.
Good night.
Good night, Daddy.
And that Thanksgiving episode was from November 21st, 1940. Fanny Bryce was Snooks with Hanley Stafford as Daddy. At the time, it was a skit on the half-hour-long Maxwell House Coffee Time, broadcast on NBC, hosted by Hollywood song and dance man Dick Powell. Later, of course, he played Richard Diamond, private detective, on radio. Meanwhile, the music on the Maxwell House Coffee Time was performed by Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, the future composer of the musical, The Music Man. Well, he also spent a number of years on a comedy variety series starring a real-life married couple. Can you name that program? I'll tell you in wrap-up when radio was right after this break.
Do you like a good scare?
It begins, simply, with a voice telling any who will listen a tale of the uncanny.
Radio Spirits and producer-director Jim French bring you an HCD collection of spine-tingling stories.
A pale hand stretched out between the gap. Too long to be a child's arm. Too long and withered and waxen. And then it spoke my name.
We invite you to consider Radio Spirit's suspenseful 17-episode set, Imagination Theater in Dark Places.
You have kept me for a long time, peering in from the darkness, waiting just beyond the veil that separates our different worlds. I have waited for you to seize the chance and throw back the veil, to face me and all that you fear. Now, you must witness things from my perspective. Now you're ready to find out what else we have waiting in the darkness.
An unknown power has caused Imagination Theater in Dark Places to suddenly drop in price. Yes, go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DARK77 to save 50% off the regular price. Now it will only cost you $15.98 and a good night's sleep.
These most rational men would draw their curtains tightly against the night and instill in their children the knowledge that something does exist beyond their own little pools of light.
Summon your own half-price copy of Imagination Theater in Dark Places today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DARK77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. I'm Greg Bell, and before we took a break, I was talking about Meredith Willson and his orchestra and mentioned he spent years on a comedy variety series starring a real-life married couple. The answer, George Burns and Gracie Allen. Well, folks, we're done this time around, but be sure to visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.